Hey, what's up? This is Phil.
It's John.
Hey, it's Adam.
It's Tom.
Hey, it's Jazz.
This is Sean.
Hi, it's Meredith.
It's Lace, and welcome to the 100th episode of True to Size.
Oh, shit.
Are you...
What happened, man?
What just happened?
I fell off the table.
Oh my god.
Let's try this one more time.
That didn't work?
What?
That didn't work?
Well, that's, didn't work. Well then what? We had a oh shit.
Is it not funny?
I thought that
if you
was
add
good.
It? Yeah.
We can keep going if you want right now.
Keep going, bro.
All right, we're
going
to keep going right now because we probably don't have enough space on the memory card. Anyway, what's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Oh, shit.
So, as you can see, we are recording this for YouTube, hopefully. We'll see if it actually works. If not, then no one can see.
No.
But before we introduce our star-studded group of people that we've got with us today, star-studded for sure, we just wanted to thank everybody who's been listening to the pod, sending feedback, supporting us, sharing with their friends, whatever, for the past 2 years. We really enjoy doing this, so it's kind of great that it actually, like... people actually listen to it, because that would be kind of crappy if we did this every week and no one actually listened. So I'm not sure if you guys know this, but at the NBA All-Star Game, Common ripped off one of our signature introductions. You watched it, right?
Yeah. Alvin?
You guys watched
it.
And he wrapped in every single guest on the show, which we typically do on the show.
True.
So... there's eight people here. Yeah.
Lawrence has bars.
Oh boy. We're gonna try here. There's eight. This is gonna take up the entire memory card in itself. But we're gonna do our best here.
Oh shit.
So you won't find a finer designer with more gems in his portfolio than a diamond miner. Ooh. Not the most famous Alba, but he's got just as much talent as Jessica has. You know him as the Simpsons guy, but we know him as our good friend Jazz. You're gonna say hello or
what up?
Wait, Common said this at the All-Star game?
Not that specific line, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who's up next? Oh, ain't hooped in a bit, but she's still got that jumper. The type to go bowling and not use the bumpers. Photos like Sean Go, but does it all on iPhones. Give it up one time for our Ate Lazy Bones.
I like that. I dig it.
Thank you for being here.
Jeez.
Next up, with a face that'll get him stopped every time when he crosses the border. We told him we were filming and he said, on a camcorder? Still trying to explain that the video game is online and I can't pause it. Being our kickstand from time, it's Adam's sneaker closet.
I don't know how to follow that up.
Next up, he's got more subscribers than Disney Plus and Netflix, but instead of binging TV shows, you can win hard to get kicks. Getting a hold of him is tough. Lots of back and forth like ping pong. The world knows him as Netmeg, but we call him Tong.
Hey!
What's up?
All right, kind of underwhelmed from that corner of the table. That's fine. The man who sold his grails because he knows where his priorities lie, like Vince Carter, but half awesome and half pretty nice guy. Call him Buzz Lightyear because his collection goes to infinity and beyond. I hope you heads are ready because up next is John.
Ooh.
Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you.
She sure loves her kicks, but there's something you should know. She'd give them all up to get a WNBA team in Toronto. She may be stuck in the 90s, but she doesn't even care. To my left, your right, say what up to Mayor.
What up?
Who invited this guy again is honestly beyond me. Muted his mic to keep him quiet this time, but that's not even a guarantee. He's a bigger Toronto man, so you know he's out here still. Too late to uninvite him now, so give it up for Phil.
I'm back.
Next up, and finally up, you've probably seen him on YouTube. If not, then for sure Instagram. How many times a week do you think he says, ma'am, do you know who I am? He's not a huge guy, but he sure is a heavyweight. At Sean Go was taken, so he goes by Esco 8.
Ooh.
Yes. That's it. Sorry, the regulars don't get introductions. Right. Oh, I apologize. Man. Sorry. thank you guys for being here. Holy smokes. This is the most guests we are ever going to have for sure, because
for
this
sure.
is an absolute nightmare to set up and nightmare, shout out to Merritt, to set up and figure out. But thank you guys for being here. This is crazy. It's a Saturday morning and you guys have given us your time, so I appreciate that. We're going to switch things up this week because it is the 100th episode. So we're going to do a couple of our regular segments and a couple new ones. So hopefully you guys prepared what I asked you to prepare. But up first, Alvin.
Fire round.
Yes, we like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from at Wiser Sean. I think that might be a direct hit at you, man. I'm the wiser Sean.
The wiser Sean.
So I guess just to make it easiest, we'll go clockwise around the table to answer all questions, just so we can all make sure we get a say. The first the question from Wiser Sean is, what is the most undervalued / underrated shoe from 2019 or 2020?
Damn.
There's a lot to think of. And because we're going clockwise, Lays has the unfortunate happenstance of going first. What do you think, Lays?
The first one, the Air Max. Help me here, man. No, like I forgot the name. Like it's like this. The Mars Landing.
Oh,
I think.
Oh, the Mars Landing.
Yeah, it's like a nice shoe. And then now it's like selling for like below retail. Like
$60.
Like wait till like they conquer Mars, it will like jump in prices.
Or Mars conquers.
Wait till like Elon Musk made it happen for us.
Mayor, what do you think?
She took mine.
You were going to do Mars Landing
as
well?
Yeah, for sure. Mars Landing. I guess the Jordan 3 Animal Instinct.
Okay, yeah.
Also,
yeah,
it's a great shoe, great materials, great colorway, and it's the first in the series. There's going to be so many more. Yeah. Like the reptile one looks sick too.
Mm-hmm. Sean, go. He's going through his phone right now.
I had to, man. I think there was a lot of Air Max 90s that dropped last year that were kind of under the radar. So off the top of my head, the vinyl record. Do you guys remember that one?
Oh, yeah. A side, B side, that one.
The black upper with like the mint sole.
Yeah. Don't show me your Instagram, man. I already follow you. It's fine. That's yours. You're gonna go with the vinyl record.
Yeah, vinyl,
I think
vinyl Air Max 90s.
I'm gonna do the Obsidian ones. Mm. Like they go for a decent amount. Or last time I checked, they went for a decent amount. But to me, it's like it's OG color blocking on like a new color, and it should go for a lot more. The quality is dope. It's got like the sail white instead of the true white, so it's got that vintagey look. And I just think it should be worth a lot more. And people kind of like once it came out, it just went away. That's mine, Alvin.
I'll stick with ones and do the turbo greens.
Those are nice.
Still slept on. So
did you even wear yours yet?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Many a times.
Okay, good. Jazz.
I'm gonna say in general the 720. I brought it up the last time.
Just as a silhouette.
I love that shoe. The comfort is insane. And then the red threes that just came out for All Star. I like those. Mm-hmm.
They're still in your cart, actually.
You just got the email from Nike. Yeah.
Who's up next? I can't even see. Joel?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm probably going to have to say, I don't know what it's called, but it's that Air Max 1 where they got the lines and it's got the drawings.
Oh.
And it came in the black
and
the
sinker
sketch. Is it the sinker sketch?
Yeah.
Part of that pack. I think the white ones in particular, I think those ones are like heavily slept on. Mm. I slept on it. I slept all of last year. I didn't think I'm looking at it. But anyways, yeah. But those ones in particular, the white ones, definitely, yeah.
Who's up next in the corner over there?
Tong.
Tong?
I have a pair for you if you want.
Yeah. We'll talk.
Anyways, but yeah, I think all the pairs, it kind of sucks to be almost last because all the sleepers are probably taken already.
Sucks, bro.
But, I know, but I think maybe the LMA Viotech ones.
Okay.
Well, not to say from a resale standpoint, but like they actually went below retail, and luckily I was able to get end size in it, but like I mean,
nice.
I think that pair, if you kind of remove the fur, I think it's kind of a really fire pair.
Yeah.
Adam,
for me, I don't really buy anything hype, so anything I buy is not popular anyway. So anything I buy is from a mall store.
We shouldn't invite it.
I was going to say, who invited me anyway?
How many off-whites do you have, though?
None. Zero. Maybe the crimson ones. I still see them sitting at Foot Lockers when you walk in the States and everything. So they didn't sell anywhere. And I like them. I bought them. I think they're a great shoe, but they're still sitting around at retail.
Same pack as the Turbo Green, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same time.
Same collection. Yeah. John.
I've been preaching about this one, I think, a little bit. The Fearless Ghetto Gastro One Lowe's with the React.
Yeah. Mm. That was like the black with the red and the green. Yeah.
They're different. They're totally different.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen them, just look at pics. They're totally different from a Jordan 1.
Absolutely. Ooh, Philly, bring us home.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Air Max 90, the OG, the Volt.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're allowed to do shoes this year. Is that this year or last
2020.
Year?
2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part of the question. Yeah.
That's my answer.
I really thought you were going to do the Travis Lowe's, though.
Yeah.
No, they're worth too. They're going for too much. I thought about it.
You thought about it. Jazz is wearing them. I don't know if you saw, but Jazz is wearing
Jazz got mine,
the shoe that you chose.
I did not know that.
There you go.
Wow, you're such an underrated guy, Jazz. Thank you, Wiser Sean, for that question. That was a good way to get us kicked off. And next up, so we're going to try a new segment that's probably never going to be brought back. Maybe it will. There's a couple different names that we workshopped for this, so we'll figure it out at some point what we're actually going to officially call it. Mine was Two Truths and a Lie. A lie? The old guys didn't even laugh. Oh, man. And Alvin's was Two Authentics and a Replica, right? That was yours? Mm-hmm. So basically, we're all going to say three statements about ourselves. Two are true. One is a lie. And then Sean's looking at my, oh my God, we can't have this guy on anymore. One is going to be a lie. And then the entire table has to guess which one is the lie. The prize is nothing. You get to leave.
You get to go home after this.
You're allowed to leave after this if you get it right. So once again, we'll go clockwise. So Lays.
Me.
Yes. I'm going to say that you two cannot guess for each other because you probably know.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so.
I think so. I hope.
It's a whole other segment.
Yeah. Marriage counseling.
Do they know?
All right. Should I start?
You should.
Okay. All right. So the first one is, my mom has won more sneaker raffles than I have in the past 6 months.
Oh.
It's probably true.
You got to keep going.
Do I?
All right. You have three statements,
right? Three statements, sorry. I have a pair of every original Jordan colorway release over the past 3 years on ice.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
What in the world?
And the last statement is, I haven't bought a pair of shoes this year.
Oh. What do you guys think?
The first one.
What was the first one? Her mom has won more? You think that's raffles. A lie?
It's a lie?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a lie.
I feel like she hasn't bought a pair of shoes this year.
Yeah.
Wait, no, they went to All-Star, though.
Yeah, but she didn't buy it. Mayor did.
Oh. Mm.
Who swiped the card?
If it's her shoe, it depends. Think that's the question.
Adam is looking at Lay's like he's playing Texas Hold'em. Like the pot in the middle is like $6 million.
I should be wearing glasses right now, sunglasses.
And he's like, is she bluffing?
She just went all in.
Does she just have ace high?
Straight face. I can't tell from
this. What do you guys think? Anything? Anything from the side of the table? What's the lie?
I'm going to go for the third one, mom winning raffles.
That was the first one.
Whatever. The number's not important. This is semantics, Lawrence.
You also said that one, right?
Yeah.
What do we all think? Do we want to go with the mom has won more?
Yeah.
We got to guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Adam, you're looking at me like it's not
that's
what you
lie?
Want to go with.
Yeah.
We're going to go with, that's the lie.
Nah.
Oh, she really gave us
the last one.
She really gave us a buzzer.
That she did buy those shoes.
I'll do it again.
There you go.
Do we want to? No, just tell us which one is the truth then.
So the truth is.
Oh, sorry, the lie. Which one's the lie?
Oh, the lie.
The lie?
She put two lies in the truth.
The lie is I have a pair of every original Jordan colorway released over the past 3 years on ice.
That's a lot of shoes.
On ice.
So do you have them all, but you just worn them? Or?
No one guessed that.
Okay.
They're just not on ice.
You know we
dang
don't
it.
On
it's tricky.
That was a good one.
Wow, we're stupid.
Mayor's turn.
Mayor's turn, yeah.
All right. Number one. I once told Lay's that I hate sneakers and wish I never started collecting them.
That's like an everyday thing.
I say
thing,
that every
probably.
Week, yeah.
Someone once offered me in my DMs money to wear specific shoes so that he could see me wearing them.
Whoa.
I believe that one, too.
I turned down the opportunity to buy a pair of Chlorophyll Air Max 1s for $1,000 a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's probably true.
They're all true. What was the first
you think number one?
I once told Lays that I hate sneakers and wish I never
started. No,
we've all said that.
I don't think she has.
I feel like it's the
number
second
three.
One.
I'm going to say the second one.
I think it's the second one. Because Mare always tells me that people think she's a boy. on Instagram.
Dude, I think I'm Lace.
Oh, or that. Oh, that me. Oh.
Number okay. three. I think number three.
I'm going number two.
Number
the,
two.
The 1K.
Number two.
Is that the 1K?
No, 1K is number three.
I'm gonna stop saying the number. I'm just gonna say what the scenario was.
Okay, 1K.
The 1K.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah. I'm with Phil.
I'm going with the DM.
You're going with
the
DM?
I'll go with the DM, too.
I'll go with the DM, too.
I'll go with the DM.
Well, so we don't have to have a consensus, I guess, because we're not going to. I'm also going to say the second one. Tong over there, Adam. Adam, as you grill her.
I think the third one.
The third one? Final answer?
Yep, third one.
You guys are also locking it in? What is it?
The lie was the chlorophylls.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
I wish the DM was a lie. Yeah.
We were right, Phil. We were
Did
right.
Did you even respond to that guy?
No. Immediate block.
That's crazy.
Damn. All right, Sean.
All right.
Impress us.
So my house was broken into and they stole like 50 pairs of shoes. My first Air Jordan ever was the Jordan 10 Steel. And I used to wear a full size bigger than my true size.
Than your true to size?
Yeah.
That's true.
That last one.
Because I saw 10 and a half 11s back in the day in his when he was selling shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
I bought some shit.
I bought size 11s.
Yeah, see? X that one out. We're good.
Were those the Air Maxes you were wearing?
Yeah. Maybe the 2009. Yeah. So you have a better memory than me.
Okay, so it's not the last one. Sean
just admitted it. It's not the last one. The second one.
What was the second one?
Steel 10s.
Oh.
No, I don't think that's it. I think his first was 12s. I think he said 12s.
What was the house?
The home invasion.
Yeah. I think it's the house.
I think it's the home invasion.
Yeah, yeah. I picked one every time. I'm going with it again.
The lie is the steel 10s.
Oh.
Wait, someone stole 50
pairs?
Yeah.
Like, is that true?
10 years ago, maybe?
Oh, shit.
Tell us a story.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Came home and... front door is wide open, and then
oh man.
Well, that's all they took was your sneakers.
That much, yeah.
What's that?
All they took was your sneakers.
No, other stuff too. But like, they went
but
through.
That was winter, yeah.
Did you guys get the it back? Insurance or
yeah, at like resale value? So
oh, nice. Oh. So you made money.
Yeah. Got rid of a lot of stuff.
Win-win.
That doesn't sound too bad.
The robber won and you won. That's really nice. Okay, you guys ready?
Mm.
Mine are, what the dunks was the most expensive shoe I've ever bought. I once camped 19 hours for shoes. I once bought fake Red Octobers on purpose.
Number two.
Red Octobers.
Red Octobers.
Red Octobers. Yes.
On purpose?
On purpose. Okay.
Sorry, yeah,
on
Tong. Purpose.
I don't think so. I think you talked something.
Number two. I'll say number two.
Yeah, number two.
The 19 hours.
It was 18 hours.
The 18.5.
It was actually 24.
The lie is the first one. What the dunks are not the most expensive shoe I've ever bought.
What is?
Oh, we're doing that. When the JTH first came out, the Super Bowl one, I bought them before the relaunch when they were going for way too much. That was stupid. I did buy fake Red Octobers on purpose before they came out officially because I thought they were never going to come out and I just wanted to see them in person. Paid $100.
Weren't we in line for the JTH together?
That's the re-release. I bought them after the sneakers dropped for the Super Bowl.
Sorry, I wasn't
listening. Yeah, and I did camp 19 hours for Galaxy Foams and didn't get them.
I thought that was 24.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 19.
True.
Do you still have the Red Octobers?
No. We'll talk about that a different time.
Next episode.
Tune in next week.
He actually resold them.
Right? Bought them.
I made several thousand dollars.
And paid for the JTHs?
No. Go ahead.
My most expensive purchase was the Cause 4s. Number two, my first ever meetup was at a subway station for the white cement 4s. Number three, I have two pairs of Air Max Infrared 90s.
Oh, my God.
It's not number one.
It's got to be about retail.
I'm saying number three. Yeah, you got it for retail.
He got Cause for retail.
It's his most expensive, right?
Yeah. Oh, right.
You
liar.
You're
right.
Number one. It's number one.
Number one.
You big, fat, dirty liar. Is it number one?
No, it's number two.
What? What? Cause is the most expensive shoe you ever bought?
No, it's like meeting paid someone.
For it. Oh, paid for.
Paid for.
Because I traded Tong. I didn't pay for half of it.
Oh, my God.
Tricky.
And my subway meetup was for Fire Red 3s, not Fight Cement 4s.
I hate that.
Technicalities, man. That's what gets you, motherfuckers.
Jazz.
All right. I wore a pair of OG Bordeaux 7s, and they cracked on me while I was at work, so I had to buy a new pair.
Sorry.
No, not like okay, I didn't have a lot of money at the time, so I bought like a $30 pair. Yeah, okay, yeah. My first pair of Jordans were a pair of infrared 6s, but they were fake. And I spent the majority of my student loans on sneakers.
Facts.
Those all sound true.
That's all true.
Mm-hmm. Number three is true for sure.
The first one's got to be true. It was way too specific.
Yeah.
I think number two is fake.
You think two. Number two is fake?
Two.
Fake
two?
Infrared 6s.
Number two. Number two.
Infrared 6s.
Number two. Oh. Right?
Number two.
No.
Number
two. No, that's the truth. I didn't spend all of it. I spent half of it. I didn't spend most of it.
I spent half. These technicalities, man.
Hey, that's
swear.
How we get. That's how you play the game, bro.
All right, Joel.
Okay, here we go. I used to buy jerseys at the flea market.
True.
Okay. And then same. I started off at the game wearing Adidas.
That's true.
That's
true.
So you guys know.
I met Sean Go in a dark parking lot.
That's true. Also true. That's
very true. Wait a second here.
I don't think Joel understands the game.
Three authentics.
I'll say the first one.
First one.
It's probably the first one. Yeah.
Second
the jerseys.
One.
At
you
the
say
flea
the
market.
Second one?
Second one.
I'm thinking he's in Dixie Mall flea market buying jerseys. I can totally see it.
That's the exact place I pictured too.
Yeah. Yeah.
One.
Number one.
Yeah.
One is the lie? Oh.
See?
Was it?
Well, he said one is the lie.
So was, okay.
One
we're
is
right.
the lie.
Sick. Tong.
He didn't prepare.
No, I did. So my number one is my first pair of Jordans were the Jordan 16s.
I think that's true.
Damn it.
I never worn a Yeezy Boost.
I think that's a lie.
And my personal sneaker rotation is more than 20 pairs.
Oh, that's a lie.
That's a fucking
that's a
lie.
Big fucking lie. You wear the same pair of shoes every three. Day.
If they're not white, they're usually not in
I've
rotation.
I've seen your front door. You have three pairs. No, it's
two.
Three. It's
which
three.
One was two?
I'll put my entire life savings
he's
on it.
He's never worn a Yeezy Boost. I think he has.
Oh, shit.
I believe that. No, I believe that.
I think the Yeezy Boost.
I think it's the third. I think it's the third.
I think it's the third, too.
Three.
Yeah,
I knew it. Are you crazy? This guy wears three shoes. White Cement 4s, Rockefeller Air Force 1s,
Mars Yards.
And Mars Yards. I know what shoes you wear every day.
He did see my front door.
And you told me this is all I wear. All right, Adam.
You know far too much about him.
So, a lot about you, too.
I own more Puma suedes than any other silhouette.
That's true.
That's true.
For sure.
Number two, I married a shoe designer when I got married 20 years. Well, technically, I'm still married to. She just doesn't do it anymore. So let me rephrase it.
That sounds true.
When I married my wife, she was a sneaker designer. And number three, I've never paid resale for a pair of shoes.
It's number no.
Number one.
It's number three.
You told us you don't pay resale.
But I know we paid resale. I know the one shoe we paid resale for. I don't know about you guys. It was the Animal Pack 2.0 you paid resale for. That's a lie. Just a little bit, but it was resale.
Nice. So I guess that's the answer. Lauren's just
the
answer for
I know too many facts about Lauren's everybody.
You got to get them on the technicalities.
All right. Yeah. All right, John.
My son's middle name is Jordan, named after Mike.
I have
four pairs of 2009 Jordan 1 Shadows, and I used to customize sneakers for sale.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it customized?
Third one. I'd say three.
I think the second one is a
number
technicality,
two.
And he has three
yeah.
pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's number two.
I'm going on, yeah, with the number two.
The Shadows.
I think Shadows. He has three pairs of Shadows.
I'm going to say what do you guys think? Third one.
I'll go third.
I think you're artistic.
I think he was T-Dot Customizer.
Yeah, I think you were.
This guy.
Let's go.
My son's middle name is not Jordan.
Oh! He really got it.
Damn it.
Wow.
Customer.
Damn,
I
didn't sell too much.
That's why he doesn't do it anymore. Philly.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. First one is I don't own a single pair of Adidas shoes.
That's probably
that's facts. Yeah,
I don't think that's true.
Oh no, that's not true.
Second one is I turned down a pair of the Yeezy One, the Nike One, the Zen Grey, because quote $400 American was too much for those.
Facts.
On release, on release date was. In
it,
Chicago.
It was
okay.
And the third one is I was on my way to meet Dennis Rodman. I stopped by a Nike outlet and they had the Indestruct. I didn't buy them because I didn't want to carry them around all day.
This would be a long lie.
Yeah.
No, that's probably the truth, though.
That has to be a true story.
No, I think it's the first one.
What was the first one?
He doesn't own a pair of
Adidas. I don't own a single pair of Adidas.
Now.
I think he has one.
Right now.
I'd say one.
No, I think he has one.
You got to have at least
one.
I think
he has a Kobe, bro. I think it's one.
I think number one.
What was the second one?
Number one.
I don't remember
one.
Any of them.
Second one was I turned down Yeezys. A pair of the Yeezy one in Chicago and released for $400.
Yeah.
See, but that was
better not be a technicality. It was 420. I bet you it's the second one.
I'll say one. I'll say one.
Number one.
Three.
I'll say three.
Three.
I say three, too.
Too big of a lie.
It's too long of a story.
That's a very detailed lie. Right. It could be a lie, but it's detailed. How much time did I put into this?
With the time you showed up, you hopefully put a lot of
I could have been here early, but
he was sitting at home plotting. What is it?
I own three pairs of Adidas.
I know.
There I have a pair of Superstars. I have a pair of Stan Smiths. And I wear none of them, by the way. And I have the Kobe, the Audi silver spaceship joints.
Yeah. So what's the lie?
The first one.
Oh, the first one. Okay.
The one I just explained is the lie.
For some reason, this game is
attention.
Confusing, man.
He wasn't paying attention.
This game is really confusing. That was fun, though. Thanks for actually doing your homework, guys. I appreciate that.
That was good.
We are going to do another regular segment, which is Previously in Kicks. So this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So this might take a long time because there's some people at this table who buy too many shoes. But we'll do it anyways, so we'll go around in the same order. Any pickups in the last couple weeks, ladies?
Zero for me.
Remember, it was in her two truths.
It's a true.
Oh, yeah. It's a truth. Okay, so that was boring for Lays.
Yeah. Well, if you have a wife who buys the shoes and
there
you share
go. Okay, so here's where the technicality kicks in. All right, Mayor, where's the list?
I've only bought two pairs this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Well, this is March, so I'm heading to a lot of pickups.
That's
so
true.
I got UNC to Chai's in Chicago.
True.
Nice.
And I picked up an Air Max from a Facebook group yesterday.
Oh, Sean's really going to ask before she even posts it?
No, it needs to be restored.
She's not revealing that here, man.
Oh, it needs to be restored. Ooh, that means it's old.
That means it's good.
Oh,
look forward to it.
Did you get a good deal?
Yeah, it was a good deal.
Is it a 90, a 197?
It's a 1.
It's a 1.
Of course it's a 1.
All right, cool. I'll wait for the pictures.
We'll end the episode by just screaming out different silhouettes and asking.
I think it's the chlorophylls.
All right, everybody. You can all turn off your mic for about 5-6 minutes. Sean. Sean, anything in the past couple weeks for you?
Yeah.
He's going through his photos.
I got my phone ready.
You guys can see on the camera, he's checking through his phone right now, yo. If this posted on YouTube.
So I've got the Carolina to Chicago ones, Travis Scott dunks. UNC 3s, Strange Love SBs,
wow.
Jeez.
New Beginnings pack, and reverse or Varsity Red 1.
Oh, the OG.
Those
or whatever,
are nice. Those are nice. Yeah.
What was your favorite of all those 30 pickups?
That's it?
Might be Strange Love, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
The quality on them's nice?
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
How are the Travises in hand? Is anybody else at this table had them in hand? Oh.
Of course, someone.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Several people
pairs.
At this table. Yeah. How are they, though?
They're good.
They're good? Yeah. So for me, I picked up the Susans, the Air Max 1 Susans on Thursday. I'm wearing them now. Thank you, Phil. Yeah.
Good price?
Yeah. Really good price. Shout out to a friend of the show, good listener, Derek Chan. He hit me up after I posted it because we talked about it on the pod because I spoke to – oh, shit. I spoke to you guys and said I would pay extra for a special box.
Did it get you for the box?
No. So that's the regular box that it comes in, though. It comes in a special box. Mm. And then he heard me say that, and then I reposted Mayer's picture, and I was like, hey, it's time. I need these. And then he replied, and he's like, I have a size 9 dead stock. And I was like, well, When does that ever happen locally, right? So I had to pull the trigger. So thank you for the he gave them to me for what he paid, which is very generous. Nice. He said it was going to be an investment piece, and it just hadn't done anything yet. I think it will. We've talked about this many times. It's one of those shoes that in a couple of years, but it's going to take years for that. So to invest in it wouldn't make a lot of sense. But thank you, Derek Chan. And we also, I think at least 8 people at this table got the Curry 7 Be Amazing.
Oh, it's so nice. Good. But it doesn't fit me though.
Both of you guys, way to throw it in there. That was nice that you guys got that. I didn't ask. Did you get anything?
They're my favorite Curry.
I'll shout out. Yeah, I'll be the one to shout out Under Armour Canada after these three didn't.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, from 7 of us at this table. Thank you for them.
Amazing.
They're amazing. They're so
they're
nice.
Bum-y-ding.
Yeah. What's the girl's name?
Storm Reed.
Yeah. Very cool collaboration. But that's it for me. Alvin.
Yeah. I got a pair of New Balance X Ronnie X Nonative.
Oh.
From the good friend over in Calgary, Calvi. I just got them and they're really nice, man. Damn. I should have bought more pairs.
You just gave them to you for free, right?
No, I wish. He found them. He found them on Kijiji in a size 11. He really wanted them. He's also like a size 10. So it's like a full size up. But he still wanted them, so he just bought them because they were stupid cheap. And then Chris from Montreal found a pair, I think, on eBay for just about the same price. So we did a little swap. I gave So I ended up with the size 11, and Calby got his size.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's great.
Nice. Wow.
Twinsies.
Jazz.
I got these Air Max 90 Volts that I'm wearing. I got the pink ones. I think they're called Rose Pink.
Nice.
Rose?
Are they Rose?
I have no idea.
Some Rose? Those and Off-White Dunks.
Oh.
Whoa.
My goodness. Wow. We had a couple busy people
on the table
this week. Joel.
I'll pass the talk. Turn off my mic.
Once again, turn the mics off. Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yeah, that would be you. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Where's the list, Tong?
No, I actually, well, personally, I don't pick up that many pairs, but Lawrence would know. I mean, for like personal piece, I picked up, I think last month, another pair of Dunk.
Casual.
No, but it's just
another pair of pairs.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, these old things?
More for sentimental.
Rainy days.
And
true.
No, it's just very difficult to come by someone selling a pair. And for a fair price. It's actually 9.5. But I already have 2 in my size. So it's just more of the collection. But for personal, I actually bought a pair of Legend Blue 11s for personal.
Nice.
That's
the white shoe.
That's a Tong shoe.
And 4 pairs in rotation now.
Really good, man. Congrats.
Add another white shoe to the rotation.
Didn't you also get a custom, or you're getting a custom from somebody?
Yeah.
Did that not come in yet?
No, sorry. But I think you've seen photos.
You posted
surprised.
It. Yeah.
It's a Mars Yard overshoe. So what we did was we cut up the overshoe to keep the inside, and we swapped it with the Air Force One sole. It's more like something I can wear on a daily, because I did give my pair to John.
Your pair of what?
My shorts.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, that just ruined your
list. No.
Just giving stuff away. Adam.
So the most important was the Under Armour, right? Isn't that what we're saying? Sevens. Yeah, the most important thing. I got a bunch of the 90s. We won't say how many because my wife might listen.
How many publicly did you purchase?
So far, I've posted one.
Okay.
Yeah, I've posted the purple.
It's not all the colors.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's any in Chicago sitting in someone's closet waiting for me. And I got the pine ones last week.
Okay, yeah.
Again, nice. I probably shouldn't have said that because they're sitting somewhere hidden.
Check under his desk at work, though.
Yeah. There might be something else. But yeah, that's pretty much. I usually don't buy a lot. But yeah, it was the 90s. The retro 90s. All the colors really got me this time.
I usually don't buy a lot, but I bought every single one. And Jordan won.
But he's a 90s guy, too, though. He's a 90s guy.
Another technicality. He didn't buy one of them.
That's right.
But John.
That's funny. I made a joke with my wife the other day. I said, can I get a storage locker? She was not happy with that. So I got some AM1 IDs from when they were on sale on Nike, and I was trying to – I I was trying to do something and the colors didn't work out. So I returned those this week, but I did get the Bel Air 5s in the raffle from Parlor 23.
Oh, I saw your picture.
So nice. I talked about it. It's funny because I talked about them on the pod, if anyone remembers. And then I won them. So it was to be. And then
speaking into existence, mentioned it,
recent pickup was the Mars Yards.
Oh my God.
Jeez, Mars Yards. Now you can match.
Yeah, man.
Right?
It's coming.
Hey, let's go.
Sneaker dads. Phil.
I grabbed the Off-White 5s All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the Travis Scott SB was it last weekend?
I think so, yeah. Out, yeah. So only hype from Philly.
That's all. Just those two.
Just those two. Where did you win the raffle from, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah. Livestock and...
Stop. Okay, sorry. I thought you were going to say and.
Oh, yeah. And another place. No, I'm joking. I also won... No, I won't say it.
What? What?
Nothing.
You only enter the raffles because I told you to?
No. I was going to enter either way.
Because you texted me and you're like, I entered the raffles.
No, yeah, because we had that conversation. You're like, oh, I'm entering online and this and that. And I was like, I only plan to enter easy places online and then like livestock.
Mm. And then you won.
Oh, no, I enter Capsule too, I think. Did they have one? They had one, right?
Yeah, not in store, only online.
Yeah, online. But yeah.
I actually got a tip for everybody at this table and anybody local. Apparently, you can reuse those raffle codes. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've heard of that before.
Oh, for livestock. Yeah. The little things that you get, the little cards, you can reuse those codes so you don't have to keep going in every single time. Allegedly, I haven't tried it yet.
Try it.
But
I've never hit on a reuse, but I've heard you can do it.
Friend of the show, I think it was Harrison Koo. Yeah, he let us know in our DM, and I was like baffled because I go to Ronci's so often, and I don't have to go there anymore apparently.
So you just ruined the whole system for everyone?
Or made it better.
Should probably edit that out. We can edit that out afterwards.
I'm sure the livestock will appreciate not having to print so many little business cards anymore. Anyways, wow, that was like several thousand dollars worth of shoes at this table, so that's good. Another regular segment, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This week's thumbs up, thumbs down. Doubling up.
Liz.
Down.
Down.
Up.
Down.
Down.
Up.
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 Down.
Double up.
Up. That was like a 50-50 split almost, I think. Wow, that's pretty good. If you want to hear us talk about that next week without any of these special guests, let us know. Next up, another regular segment, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. 30 seconds is probably a stretch because there's 11 of us, and we're not going to give each person 3 seconds to talk. So I don't know if you guys saw, but in the news recently, I don't know why it's been so prominent. I'm just kidding. apparently, it's not okay to recline your seat on an airplane. And there's videos of people going absolutely buck wild because the person in front of them reclines their seat and they're like punching the seat in front of them because the person's reclined. Someone's laptop broke. It's been a whole thing. So my question for you guys, is it okay to recline your seat on an airplane?
For me, it's okay, but it's not too much, I guess. Like
Not all the way?
Not all the way. Just a little bit for you to be comfortable. I think.
Seat reclines, I recline.
Exactly.
I bought the seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything it does.
If you really care that much, then you're going to have to pay for like premium economy and move yourself up.
Speaking of premium economy, Sean, what do you think?
I think it's fine. I mean, yeah, like Mayor said. Seat reclines, so why not, right?
Yeah.
And especially if the person in front of me reclines, I'm for sure reclining.
I don't care if the person in front of me reclines. I don't care if the person behind me is a baby. I'm reclining my seat because I paid for it. And that's true. If the plane company didn't want you to recline it, they wouldn't give you the option to recline it. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, I'm on team recline your chair. But Adam, I can't wait to get to you. Alvin.
It depends on the situation.
Elaborate.
I have a kid, so if my daughter's on my lap, she's crying, you can either deal with her fucking crying or don't recline your fucking chair.
I'll deal with it. I'll be asleep.
No, just be considered. Like,
that's my point.
If she's not on my lap, please, by all means, recline your chair. But if I'm trying to soothe her, and like if you're reclining your chair and then you turn around and complain that she's fucking like crying,
oh no, yeah,
I'm punching that. You in your fucking face.
I would fight you, but I wouldn't.
But if she's not there, by all means, like get comfortable. You pay for that seat. You're more than welcome to. But it's just like if there's someone behind you with a kid, mm-hmm. just be mindful. But if that somebody, kid's not there, yeah. do your thing.
Like, if somebody politely asked me, hey, I'm doing something with my kid, can you recline?
I'm sorry, I don't want my kid to cry. I want you to be able to sleep on the flight.
I wouldn't not do it because I saw a kid, but if someone requested me to put it back because they have their kid, I would. That's different. Mm-hmm. But just, it's a mutual that's it. It's respect just like a thing. Mutual,
yeah. But mm-hmm. like, for sure, if no one's behind me or if no kid's behind me, I'm reclining my shit too.
All the way back.
Yeah.
Lawn chair that bitch. Jazz.
Yeah, it all depends on the situation. If you're going on a 2-hour flight, I could do without reclining.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're going on a 24-hour flight,
oh my God,
I'm reclining. Yeah. Regardless.
Yeah.
Joel.
Yeah, definitely. Like it all depends on like where you're going and whatnot. And I guess just be courteous to like, you know, people around you, like, yo, I'm gonna recline this shit, so you know, back up or you know, fix up your shit. So.
Turn around, yo, fix up your shit.
Yo, close your laptop.
I'm coming
close
in. Your laptop.
It's all about back, yo.
It's all about telling someone on a plane to back up.
Yeah. Watch out, like you know.
Incoming.
Yeah.
Personally, I sleep through all the flights, so it's not really a problem. But it's the only problem is when you eat, like it's because the it's like right in your face. So yeah. I think other than that, I think it's reclining. Like they make it reclinable for a reason.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Adam, please.
No, I fly a bunch, and I'm tall, so I'm 6'4". I don't fit in economy very well, so no, do not recline in front of me. I'm not going to hit the chair. I'm not going to get angry. I also don't recline my own chair mm-hmm. for the exact same reason. But for people like me that are over 6 feet tall, you don't fit in economy, so it really sucks when the person even that slight little bit reclines. It hits your legs, it hits your knees, and you got no room. And if you got a 5-hour flight to the West Coast or something, it's really miserable.
So you won't actually say anything. You'll just be passive aggressive.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not going to hit your chair. I'm not going to yell at you or anything like that. I mean, like you said, it reclines. You can recline, but nah.
John.
I wouldn't say anything or get upset or anything, but I definitely had rather have mine not reclined and the person in front of me not recline. That's my optimal seating.
yeah I think I'm down what
nothing
oh, okay yeah no I'm down to recline again depending on the situation, like if there's a child behind me, if there's someone elderly or disabled, or it's like it's mealtime, whatever, then it's like I understand, like I won't recline in that sense. But if not, then yeah, same sentiments as everyone else.
Back up.
I'll,
right,
I'll recline. Hey you, back up.
Oh, I think that was actually just 30 seconds. That was perfect. That was really good. So we did reach out on Instagram to our followers a couple days this week and ask some things they want us to talk about. So we do, I think it's 5 different topics that we're going to go through. Some might take longer than others. Hopefully we can have an actual discussion, even though there's a bunch of us in here. Hopefully we can have a proper discussion without some yelling, screaming, and talking over each other.
No promises.
Yeah, no promises at all, because I hope it gets heated, but I also hope I don't. but the first one comes from a good friend of the show, longtime listener, and constant contributor, Gerald C. from Brampton. He says, what do you guys think the next trend in sneakers is going to be?
Ooh.
So I guess if we're referring to current trend, it would be dunks. What do you guys think over there in the top of the clock corner?
After dunks comes Air Max, right?
Is that what you think?
Like, if we're going to repeat old trends.
Mm.
If people are digging, they're looking for stuff that has history and stories. They want things that are being retroed. It seems like Air Max. But I just want it to be Air Max.
I was going to say, would you want
She's
it
biased.
To be Air Maxes,
She's
though?
Sure. I love seeing people wearing Air Max. It's fun. It makes me happy to see other people wearing that. Everybody, almost everybody's wearing Air Max today. It's awesome.
It's Air Max.
Yeah, great.
Month.
Come back. Everybody wear them.
Lays, do you agree or do you have your own opinion on that?
Well, I love Jordan. So, like, seeing, like, the old school colorways again over and over. So,
yeah.
I would love to see that again.
Okay. Sean, go. What trend are you going to start?
I think Air Maxes and Jordans haven't really left. For me, I think maybe Air Force Ones.
Ooh,
sorry. Stole my answer. Sorry, I think that you can usually tell what Nike is going to start pushing and what's going to come back. Because, like, let's face it, they're the ones who really for the most part, set the trends. And it seems like there's been a lot of big name collabs recently who are getting an Air Force One. Like, you had the Cactus Jack, you had the Kith. I don't know if it actually came out, but Kith did one, and now the Supreme one. Yeah. Nice. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be Air Force Ones. I think we've been saying it on the podcast for about a year now. That maybe that's a no then. It's been a year we've been saying it. But I have this feeling that Air Forces are going to come back with a vengeance, really. And I think I agree with Sean where he said, I don't think Jordans and Air Maxes really left. Like, they never – Air Maxes never went back to their prominence, but I don't think they ever actually, like, left. And Jordans, I guess maybe, like, the bulky Jordans, like Jordan 1s are still there. But, yeah, it'd be interesting. I think Air Forces, though. Alvin.
I don't know, man. If anything
– Solid answer.
I don't know. Well, I'm hoping for Air Max as well. But I'm just going to say, like, as opposed to a specific brand or silhouette, I'll just say retro running is going to be, like, a next wave that will probably, maybe, hopefully. I'm just hopeful that it'll hit Canada so that we'll get more of the dope stuff that's released in Europe. Because apparently now that no one's going to ship to outside of their own country, then we're screwed pretty much, right? But that's what I'm hoping for, just a retro silhouette to start popping off in Canada. But we'll see. Probably not.
Jazzy.
Is it what we're hoping for or what we think?
No, what we think. But I'm just hoping.
I'm hoping for the bulky Jordans to come back. Like, people wearing jeans with 13s. I don't see 13s anywhere. Nah, no way. And they used to be everywhere.
When we went to Mexico City, I never saw so many 13s.
Really?
Really?
Oh. City?
Oddly specific.
I love seeing 13s out. I don't know what it is, but I hope that comes out. And then the Air Force One thing. I wear white Air Force Ones almost every day.
Have you met Tong?
Mine doesn't have the Rockefeller.
Yours is available. Mine's currently
just regular,
up for Joel, what do you think?
I agree, too, like, with sort of you and Alvin, the Air Force Ones are probably going to be pushed more, a lot, especially the lows. I agree with the older runners' silhouettes coming up, like maybe like, you know, how they did the Ghost Racers, like, you know, maybe a push forward towards the older, like that kind of aspect of Nike running, like with the non-air kind of thing. But yeah, I think I see that emergence coming up too. So I don't know, we'll see. We'll just have to see.
Tong's going to give us
Tong
the,
just knows
the real
this
answer
is what's
going to
happen.
It's not opinion for Tong.
Well, like, obviously Dunks have, like, this year it's going to be end of this year is going to be Dunks because they're all coming up with all the different colorways. But definitely, like you guys said, Air Force Ones.
Nice.
It's because
no thing.
It's just because the Air Force One, like, the price point is, like, just affordable for everyone. Like, everyone can afford a $100 shoe, but, like, when you come to, like, Jordans, like, certain Jordan models, like, they're almost $300 retail. So, like, and, like, everyone needs essential shoes, and Air Force One kind of fits that. So I think we're kind of back at, like, the early 2000 phase where, I remember, back in school, everyone had the white-on-white Air Force. So I think we're kind of in, we're going recycling through that phase soon.
Adam, tell us your wisdom.
No, there's no wisdom. I think I agree. I think we're going to see more 90s. I think we're going to see a lot more collabs with that instead of just doing the ones. But I think that's also because of an anniversary year. I think, I mean, we're looking at performance running. So going way back, we're looking, you know, the racers were hot, and then Adidas came out with Boost, and then it went to React. I think Adidas is going to come out swinging in the next year and a half, and I think they're going to come up with new tech that they're going to hope is going to catch on and be big and be more fashionable instead of performance. That's what I see coming in the next, or what I think is going to
like
happen.
A fashion.
Yeah, it's going to be performance,
mid-tool?
But it's going
like
to be
to combat like the advantage for the marathon shoes. Like
no one's going to come after that for a while.
They're done.
But I think they're going to come up with some new Boost, you know, something of that nature that will end up selling more to streetwear than performance. And I don't think Adidas is going to let it go with React kicking the ass and doing the marathon shoes at the moment. So I expect something like that coming out.
Interesting.
Nice.
John, what do you think?
I agree with Tom.
Oh. I think your mic is off.
Hello?
You're on now.
Sorry, I agree with
Tom
a little bit.
You have to go out of your way to turn that off.
I don't know how that happened. I was, when I took it out of the stand. Stand was bothering me. Dunks, I definitely agree. I think we might be only seeing the beginning of the hype for Dunks. I think most of us maybe would like it to
peak now and maybe not see it everywhere and everywhere all the time. And but I think we might start like, mm-hmm. maybe not this year, but next. I wouldn't put it past Nike to put them on shelves everywhere. I mean, they've been there before. We'll see if they can take over from ones. I think people might be getting a little oversaturated with the ones. But what I would like to see is some of the running brands come back. You see a lot from New Balance, but not too much. And a little bit, and it's maybe starting again from Asics and Saucony. And I don't know if you're into Diadora, even all those other brands. It would be nice to just be more see more competition and people spreading their money a little bit more than they have in the past couple of years.
Phil, which off-white are you looking forward to?
Well, depending what Virgil releases next. No, I don't care. I think I agree with a lot of what's been said about Dunks, because especially with, I don't know, I don't want to attribute it to Travis or whoever it is, but I mean, you just even look at resale, like old Dunks that you couldn't get rid of before if you're trying to sell them, or you could get them for real cheap, like, I don't know, whatever, Day of the Deads, whatever, like any old Pink Box era Dunk that never sold before. It's like super expensive now. And that kind of dictates like the value and the hype for upcoming ones. So upcoming Dunks. So I think definitely right now, like even look at stuff like the Syracuse and the Kentucky. Is it Kentucky that's coming out?
Yeah.
Syracuse. Like, I mean, I'm going to try and buy the Syracuse ones, but those are, with all due respect, the shoe that would probably sit at outlets forever.
They did.
In the past, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Multiple releases. So I think the Dunk, the time is right now for the Dunk. And you see, with the way Nike's seeding people and stuff. But what I want, again, is the Air Max. I know it's always been a classic, like, kind of part for Nike, but I feel like even with, like, the Volts or, like, the Rose Pink, like, you can find those on shelves sometimes. Like, they don't sell out. And it's, like, I think it's a great shoe. And I think there's a lot of Air Max that will just come out, whether it's, like, a 97 or 95. Nike, please retro the neons this year because it's the anniversary.
It's an anniversary.
I think, yeah, it's one of the anniversary. But I think, like, there's a lot of Air Max silhouettes that'll come out now that just don't have the hype behind
That's
them.
That's true, yeah.
Right? Unless it's a collab. It's like, oh, it's a Supreme / whatever, or it's a Skepta, whatever. Then that'll sell. But if it's just like, oh, we're retroing the, you know, infrared 90s, then maybe. It might not. But, yeah, I'm hoping it's the Air Maxes.
I'm interested to see what they do with these upcoming Dunks, the fact that you brought them up, because it seems like a lot of stores are going to get them. And this is the first time they've done, if you want to call it a GR or GR-ish, mm-hmm. non-collab, hype, whatever, Dunk, since it's gotten big, that I can think of. So it'll be interesting to see if they, like John said, do sit on shelves. It's not an SB, but if they do sit on shelves, if they oversaturate it, if they're going to go for the bag immediately, or if they're going to try. Because I think based on this, you'll be able to see how they're going to treat the Dunk going forward. Mm-hmm. Because if they make it super limited, then that tells you that they're not done hyping it up and they want to keep going and going and going. And that probably means that something upcoming in the next couple months is going to be even bigger and they're going to bring back something huge. But if they oversaturate it right away, that means that they're ready for it to hit the mainstream and they don't care what happens with it anymore. They're just going to pump out like they did with like the 270, the 720, a ton of pairs. Just to kind of rethink this question based on trends, like Jazz kind of brought it up, like the bulkiness in sneakers. So is there anything specific you guys can think of in anything in sneakers, like an actual trend? Because the only thing that I could think of that might come back is actually collecting sneakers, which is kind of a big thing because for the longest time, a lot of people were not collecting. They were kind of on the steady rotation of getting off-white, where the off-white, new off-white comes out, sell that off-white to buy the next off-white, and then Travis, and then it's like a, like Tong has four pairs. That's what everyone was doing, but that was just their rotation all the time, just steady in and out, selling pairs. But I feel like with the resurgence of definitely old Air Maxes, old SBs now gaining so much hype, that people are like, oh, like these old shoes are kind of cool, and they might start collecting them with the intent of, oh, in 5 years, this might actually be a cool shoe again or whatever. So you might see more collecting and stashing and holding on to things and buying older things and not just the steady like 5-6 pair rotation of selling things in and out of your collection.
But with the hype and social media, is that going to happen?
That's
like everybody wants the latest you know, to have the latest, you got to sell in a lot of cases the next one. So that's, I see. That's what's hurting people collecting stacks.
I think the casual consumer probably isn't patient enough to just hold on to something, right?
But if the price point's lower, like if it is Forces and Dunks, like even that retail price point is lower than things have been recently, it kind of lends itself to holding more more pairs.
Yeah.
You can get two Dunks for the price of a pair of Jordans.
Mm-hmm. What are ones now? Did they go up $10 or $5 again?
They're $225 now.
So they went up $10. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. And a pair of Nike Sportswear Dunks are what? Like how much were the Viotex?
$160,
140,
150 or something?
And then I guess the Syracuse and Kentucky will probably be around the same. There, 150 probably. Max, I would think.
But it still comes back to nobody cares. They just want what the latest one is. So I don't see people sitting on anything, no matter the price point, because it's on to the next weekend, the next drop for Instagram. So it doesn't, you know, collecting stacks is no big deal. It's just
talking to you, YouTube.
I think it could slow down. I think there's a tipping point at some point with what people can buy. Like, I don't know. And I hate to say it, but if there's like a recession or something, you know, that could slow things
down. Knock on wood.
Because we've been going straight up. I don't know what is going to do it.
You can't go up forever. We've
been going straight up.
Question for Tong, actually.
Oh, shit.
So like, so we kind of all agree that Air Forces might be the next big thing, right? Do you see like a lot of classic Air Force Ones, I guess, surging in price, and like would now be a good time to grab those grills before it becomes crazy? Like,
you're asking for a friend, or
no?
I guess that just for the viewers. For everyone. Right? I think it's like typically what I would go for is some of the older models that you can't find anywhere. Like, I think recently I picked up a pair of Escape Air Force Ones, and like nice. It's just like it's so beautiful because it's. Like, you don't see them every day.
Oh,
like
the Travis, right?
Exactly. Right? So I think, like, those, like, we were probably picking those ones up. Like, I don't pick up too many, but, like, it's, like, those are super cheap. Like, $120, $150, you can get a pair back in the day. Or, like, maybe just even a couple months ago. But now you can probably sell for, like, even $300, $400.
Oh.
So those are pairs, I think.
Late.
Actually, no, it's not too late. Because actually, even the Dunk Wave that came recently with all the 99 Dunks, that actually, I wrote in my blog that, like, it was only, like, 6 months ago I said people should start buying them because of the off-whites. And actually, a lot of people came back to me saying, like, that was a good call because... we were picking up pairs for like $100 or $200, like the Dunk Lows that no one wanted, like the Reverse Michigans. Like, I think I'll tell the price. It's like 200. Like, we were buying like $200, $300 at most, dead stock with OG box,
and
like
you're selling them now for
like $700.
Oh my god!
And this was only 6 months ago. So
I picked up my 2013 BIOS like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
And it was under $300.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean...
And that's like, just because I wanted
timing.
Them.
Timing. Wow.
I couldn't get them now.
No. Nope.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I think maybe the next wave for Air Force Ones is... Remember back in the earlies where they had, like, the NYCs?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, like, 99 or 2000. Close to there.
One second. Let me write this down. Yeah. Hold on.
Because the story behind that was pretty good. Like, we... Like, you can't get those unless you're in those specific cities or, like, specific regions. So, I think... The story behind that is like we don't have that anymore. Now it's more like a global release, like everyone would get it. So I think those were the ones people are going to go for and still going for pretty cheap.
Anybody, we kind of got off sidetrack, but any other sneaker trends you guys can think of that may come back? Not specific silhouettes, but like styles or literally trends or anything like that? Or
I think the bulky is going to come back, man.
You think so?
Think?
All the girls who are rocking that.
Bulky's going out for women.
That Fila?
Nobody's.
Fila.
That Fila,
guys,
what?
It trickled down to
10-year-olds.
It's gone.
What about the FireRed 5s with the Nike Air come back?
Those are coming back,
We want those? Everyone want those?
Yeah.
I don't know if I need those.
I think the black has a lot to do with the fashion trend at the same time, right? Because when bulky shoes were cool, it was sweatpants with no taper and jeans with... literally nothing at all. Like, so
jeans that covered your shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's coming back. Like,
Nike talked down. That's true, actually. Yeah. Yeah, Virgil brought that back. Shout out.
Everybody's off-white. Wearing like pants that flow over your shoes now. So you're going to need to wear a bulkier silhouette, a skate shoe or a Force to like balance you out.
Now I'm going to have to worry about my jeans bleeding on my shoes.
Line erasers with wide fit jeans.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Ready. Some people set at this table never stopped that.
That's a few more cycles ahead.
Yeah.
But see, that's where the Air Max 90s come in, because they look great with that style.
That's true.
How they originally people wore them. Like, if you look back at people, like artists, pop artists from the 90s, like Mel C, like definitely she's wearing 90s with big pants.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
Great question. Thank you, Gerald. That was a good conversation. Next up, another good friend of the show, Rushy Grant. Okay. He says, do you ever envision a scenario where certain classic Jordan models are just always available? Just waltz into Nike Toronto or House of Hoops and just buy a pair of Bred 1s, Black Cement 3s, Concord 11s, just like you can grab a pair of white Air Forces. The average consumer has probably never even seen a lot of this stuff available for purchase. What do you guys think?
No, they're never going to do that.
Yeah. No?
No. No.
No. Short and sweet.
I've talked to people and gave like, I get asked my opinion all the time on this, and I say like they should have silver bullets. They should have like there's a whole set that they should have all the time.
Yeah,
everybody should have access to those because it's like such a staple shoe, and some Jordans are like that too. But if it hasn't happened now, like
yeah,
you can't even get like a white Air Max 90 and a white Air Max 1 all the time. That's like true. Even those don't stay on the shelf as a rotation shoe. Yeah. How are they going to do that with like a Bred?
But it'll kill the hype if everybody and everyone's mother and uncle and aunt can have every shoe they want.
Yeah.
It'll kill the popularity of it because no one's going to want to be. No, I agree with you. There's a dozen shoes that I think would be amazing to see. And I'd love to buy an infrared a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And nothing for me.
Infrared 90s. I need new silver bullets. Yeah. Like, I wish they were on
but
shelf right now.
I don't think it'll ever happen for the hype reason.
Yeah. I was going to say it's going to be a long-term effect. Sorry. I don't know if I cut someone
off. That's fine. No.
It's going to be a long-term effect if Nike or whoever did that, because it's like, okay, you flood it with Bred 1s and you sell a million pairs, whatever, you're up for the quarter, for the year, whatever. And then, but after that, like resale is going to be way down. The luster and like the everything about the shoe, it's going to be like you guys were saying, like everyone has it. So it doesn't have the same effect. And then like long-term, like what does that do for the legacy of that shoe or the Jordan brand in general? If it's just like, it's like a Fila disruptor now.
Two Fila disruptor shoutouts in the same episode. That's great.
Who got a pair for free? Who's that?
But the hype can die, or the hype, they can kill the hype, right? They could produce a bunch of Bred 1s and then the hype will die. Like I think it happened with the 87s, the second colorway of the React 87s, not the cream ones, the black ones just came out and they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
And I know resale wasn't that high, but like now you can get them on discount or whatever. And there's kind of demand for them before, but they could do it the other way and just, so I think eventually, like if, you know, maybe 20 years, you might be able to find a metallic 5 or a Jordan 1 or something.
Now we're going to 3D print them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Make whatever you want. Sean, let's go back in slight order.
I think what they should do and what they would do are completely different. Like, selfishly speaking, it'd be cool to have, you know, a white cement 3 just on the shelf because I can wear mine wherever and not worry about it. But it would definitely kill the whole image of the shoe and what they've built up. So I think that's never going to happen.
Do you think, and this is a rhetorical question, or you can answer it or not, that it's possible that they could misread a potential release? Like, think about Concords or Breds or whatever. Every single year, they seem to be producing more for that Christmas release. And what if there's just one year where they drastically overshoot and they produce 3 million pairs and they only sell a million, and then all of a sudden it's on the shelf for 2 months? Or something lines up, like whether it be even something like coronavirus where it keeps people in their houses and they're not going out to line up for a shoe, or they're not going out to buy a shoe, and all of a sudden stuff starts to sit. Do you think that affects it at any point, or do you think that's a specific circumstance? And it, at the end of the day, it's still a hype shoe. It's just the circumstance caused it to stay there.
Can it actually
be hype and stay on the shelf?
I think if it got to that point where it's just sitting, I feel like Nike would probably do something and just pull
they're
it
gonna
off
pull
the
shelves. I agree. They're going to pull it. It's never going to happen. They're smarter than we are. They'll pull it and stuck it in a storage locker for 2 years.
The only stuff that goes to outlet is GS versions, like GS white cements. Mm. That's it. It's great for me, but.
Well, whoop-de-doo for you.
It hasn't happened in a long time.
But that's now. Things used to sit. So 100%. It could get back there. Right?
I don't think it's an impossibility, like for sure. Like we said,
those threes are sitting right now.
Yeah, those red threes, the ones that are still in everybody's cart that everybody got a reminder email for last week.
That might be a classic one day.
I think it will be. Usually the stuff that sits is what ends up being a future classic because nobody bought it. Exactly. And then nobody has it in 5 years because nobody bought it. And then it's rare.
And the people who bought it to wear because they weren't
buying
it.
So there's no dead stock pairs anywhere. And anybody who bought it paid $120 for it.
And then we'll hear stories like, oh, I remember when they were sitting. I should have gone on both.
Everything.
Like Warhawks, right? Like,
or the other story we're going to hear is Tong is like, actually, I bought 100 pairs.
I sat on them for 10 years.
You idiots.
Follow my personal account for the blog.
Alvin, what do you think? Can stuff sit? Will it sit? Will they oversaturate themselves?
I don't think they'll oversaturate themselves because, like everyone else said, like Nike's smarter than that. But I mean, you see it right now. Those threes, I didn't anticipate them to sit.
everyone's always been asking for red threes because of the Dornbachers, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, this is like the, you know, the little sister of the Dornbacher. But no one wants it. And it's a nice shoe. It's nothing, like really the materials are dope. Too. Like the quality is dope. It's just no one's fucking with it.
Unless even the Chicago one. Even the Chicago one, though. Yeah. I got a friend in Detroit. I got a friend in Chicago. Yeah. Bought them at retail like hours after. It was no big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Let's go to Chicago. You can check resale now, and I think they go for like $50 over. Yeah, Canadian, if that. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the one to pick up, too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Jazzy Jeff.
It brings me back to the silver bullets you brought up. I think everyone should be able to buy them, whether it's like a drop, not every year, because then it's too much. I'd say every like 3 years, you drop the OGs, the 95 Neons, infrared, silver bullets. So you'll have a chance to at least get one.
And just flood it?
Yeah. Not like crazy. Not flooding. Not crazy. It's still a limited release, but every 3 years, it'll be a limited release. That way you might be able to get one.
But might not.
So the answer is no.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to get some 95 Neons. So.
Speaking into existence. Joel, is stuff going to start sitting?
I don't know, because I think with if they were to just like saturate everything, and then you know Nike will pull everything back, and then to build up the hype again, they'll call out a restock, and then you know what I mean, or they can just mess around with like you know instead of like the regular smooth leather, they'll throw in like tumble leather that'll build up the hype again, and then you know it'll just snowball from there. So I don't know. I don't know, man.
So many keys, kissing teeth. Man. All right, and the correct answer now, Tong. Two-parter, how many red cement threes did you buy? and what's the answer to the question?
Well, the first question, I'll just... Less than 50 pairs.
There you go.
But it's not about... it's more so the fact that like for us, we have to kind of foresee the future. It's not like... Or like kind of guess the future. It's like, so I mean... Scenarios like this is actually the perfect scenario because, like you said, like what you want right now is probably what you want in the future. Like, actually what you can get now, you don't want it now, but when you can't get it, it's what, what you wanted. So it's like human psychology, right? Like you kind of like, I always believe we always want to be tortured. Like we always line up for stuff or we want stuff we can't get. Yeah. So like you said, like if stuff's like shoes are too available, you don't want it. And the threes are the perfect example because they're too available. Now you don't want them, right? So like, I mean, or even back to Sean's case where he said, if we have threes, we can wear them, like not caring like how like trash they can be and we still be able to get a pair. Then at that point, you might not want a pair anymore because it's too available.
He's so, telling you how you feel. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, you might think what you want now is what you, like, what you think you want right now is what you want, but, like, when it actually happens, it's like, oh, I actually don't, like, the grass is always greener on the other side.
It's true.
That was a very deep answer from you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Feel smarter already.
Yeah, right? Yeah, this is very educational. Do you guys have anything you wanted to add? I know you guys jumped in earlier. So that was a good question from Rushy. I still think it might be possible, but I guess we'll see, right? From another good friend of the show, Kut Konda, Raul, another local guy. So this has been brought up to us like a million times and we just never really got around to discussing it. And I think now is the perfect time because we have so many people and we can have a really good conversation. His literally just says, please discuss the hype and energy towards Nike SB and how no one cared about them just one short year ago. So you guys can kind of interpret that however you want, whether you like it, whether you don't, whether you think it'll last, whether it won't, whether it's like, what's the reason, like, interpret it however you want. What do you guys think?
I think it's like genius the way Nike created that hype, like the way they seeded it so it felt authentic and real and that it was coming out of the culture instead of from them. Like it's so smart and it worked so well.
Like, are you referring to like directly to these bigs? Like you think Nike sent them to Travis and was like, wear this?
Yeah.
Like, what,
of course.
The dunks? Yeah. Really?
I think that they both expressed interest in that happening and then. Like, I think he genuinely probably likes them. I don't think that's fake. But I think they capitalized on that. Of course they did.
Interesting.
They're the best marketer in the world.
You mean Kylie didn't buy her own What the Dunks?
No way.
No way.
No, she buys all her own shoes.
Of course she does.
She get a Fran.
What's weird though is it's all lows, right? Yeah. No highs. Mm-hmm. So they have a whole other wave ready to come where they've all the highs, not a single
Just wait high. For Travis to make a high.
Oh my God.
Like nothing. And there's so many great highs too. Like they're catching a bit of the wave, right? They're catching a little bit of like the shine from the lows, mm-hmm. but it's still mm-hmm. less than the lows.
Indirect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You kind of explored the highs with the Tiffany's.
A little. But even that's still that's old. That's from the original, but that's not from this wave.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so there's still that whole thing untapped. Like, he hasn't been wearing any highs.
That's true. Yeah, that whole Tiffany high and like De La Soul reverse up, mm-hmm. down, whatever. That was like Nike trying to maintain Nike SB when it was dying. Mm-hmm. And they were like, the last ditch, like, give him another Tiffany dunk. Like, and it didn't work.
Yeah. Most of those made to the outlet too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the Delas.
Watch those.
Ooh, Mare's telling. Thanks for the trend earlier, Mare. Sure. Oh my goodness.
Taking notes here today.
Yeah, for real. I need to write all this stuff down. What do you think, Sean?
I love it, actually. Like, I grew up collecting Jordans first, but then SB's second, and seeing like the shine that they've been getting, I love it.
Okay. Yeah. I get asked a lot too because I've been into dunks for a long time. And like I said, like same as Sean, like I started with dunks specifically. And then I was the skateboarding kid who got hired at Foot Locker wearing the skinny jeans and I think I was wearing Etnies at my Foot Locker interview. So like obviously the first thing that I gravitated toward was dunk because it's really close to a skate shoe. And then I learned all about SB and then blah, 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 blah. So I've been thinking about it a lot, like how I actually feel, because sometimes it's annoying because you're like, okay, the Travis Dunk, unfortunately for everybody, is actually a nice shoe. As much as all the old heads want to hate on it, like you want to so bad. Like I wanted to hate it and be like, and even like with the off-whites, like I wanted to dislike it. And then I'm like, shit, like it's actually a nice shoe. Like it's really annoying because you want to not have to go and join the hype for a dunk because you've seen where it's been for the last 5 years. But I kind of attribute it to, it's kind of a dark analogy, but like when when an artist passes away, so like, or even think about Kobe passes away, and Kobe was always there, like he was always around, but then all of a sudden he passes away, and then everyone's been a lifelong Kobe fan, then everyone likes Kobe shoes, then everyone's posting on Instagram how much they like Kobe, and it's like, it's some people, you know, it's fake, like they just joined the bandwagon. But at the same time, if it's a bandwagon, but it's for a good reason, because they're finding a newfound appreciation for something that they would have never otherwise seen without the bandwagon even coming back. So Travis or whoever you want to admit started this new wave, yeah, a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon for that reason. But then they're also joining it because they generally want to wear them, or they're buying old pairs. Like, that's why like NetMag is able to sell friggin' Tiffany dunks for $8,000 is because people aren't just necessarily interested in the new stuff. They're like finding a new appreciation for the older stuff and it's coming back. So I think that I'm okay with it. I'm not sure still how I feel about the whole dunk thing coming back, but that's the best way that I can analyze it. And I have to figure out my feelings overall.
He actually has DS Tiffs for a pretty good price.
Tong does? Right now, right. What's a good price? This year, good price? 1300,
is that right, roughly?
No. First of all, Tong, you have a microphone.
Don't tell anyone the size I can wear.
Price is off the
I think there's size 12. Yeah.
Anyway. This is not an advertisement for netmagnetism.com, first of all.
I'm just trying to get the pair from them, really. Oh.
Alvin, how do you feel about it coming back? Because you've been in dunks for a long time, too, and SB.
I started off with dunks.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of like slowly tapering off because my feet hurt. So now I'm like more of an Air Max individual. But definitely when I started off as dunks, it was still like a niche where like if you saw someone else wearing dunks, you'd be like, okay, cool. That guy knows what he's talking about and shit. Now it's just like everyone can wear the dunks, which honestly, I don't even hate that because especially with Kylie doing her thing, that broadens like the, I guess, market for dunks. Like, it's going to hit the younger girls who are trying to get the same lipstick as her. And now that she's rocking these dope-ass dunks, it's like, oh, what are those? And they're going to try to want to...
If it comes on our size.
Yeah.
If it comes, yeah. Yeah.
But they're gonna that's wanna... why I don't have any opinions, because it doesn't come in my size.
Well, now people are going to want to research stuff, right? Yes. Like, learn about, oh, my God, she was wearing what the dunks she wore. Some
dunkles? Did she wear dunkles?
The dunkles?
Yeah, she wore dooms, too.
Oh, my God.
Dooms.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like it. It's cool trying to get the dunks, specifically SB dunks. I guess mainstream, just because like, man, SB dunks have been slept on, but they're like probably one of the best quality fucking shoes you can buy out right now. So
that's true too.
I don't know, I'm good with it.
Jazz, you illustrated a pair of Travis's the other day. How do you feel about that?
I like the drawing that I did. I'll be honest, I was never a big fan of Dunks, especially the fat tongue. It wasn't for me. But I was very selective with my Dunks. Mork and Mindy's were probably my favorite. No lining undefeated Dunks, mm-hmm. just because of the thin material.
Yeah.
And like the material itself was really nice. But for all the new people getting into these Dunks, I think it's good. I like it. Why not? If you like it, you like it.
Yeah.
It's like I like what I like. I like selective Dunks, and I'm not heavy on Dunks.
You're not concerned with everybody else anyways.
Yeah. Just me.
And your illustration.
Am I John?
Yeah, the drawings.
Joel.
I think it's pretty cool, man. Like, you know, seeing like people, like especially the younger kids come up to you and start talking to you about like, you know, the older shit that you got and like, you know, in the colored, different funky colored boxes. Like, you know what I mean? Like the pink box, whatever. Right? But like, it's pretty cool, like having them try to educate, like especially when they start asking, like, you know, what are these? What are those? Like the stories behind it. I think that's pretty cool on the whole wave right now, the surgeons or whatever you want to call it of the SBs. It's SBs is back though. That's the thing.
It is,
right? So
doesn't seem like it's going anywhere anytime soon either.
Yeah,
yeah. We got a lot cooler in the past year for sure. Like anybody who has older Dunks, we got a lot more clout. Our clout dollars are through the roof right now. All right, Tong. You made a lot of money off of this.
Well, not really.
He also spent a lot of money.
Yeah, he did spend a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Well, because,
yeah.
Tong, you were selling... I can't even see you, so I'm sorry. I'm just talking to the side of... No, it's okay. you were selling Dunks. Like, that's what you started with, or were one of your biggest things, right? Like, I think that's how we met, was because you were selling Dunks. So how do you feel about this whole thing? Do you feel mad that you didn't hold all those Supremes you were selling for $600 5 years ago?
Well, not really. I mean, like it's all trends too, right? Like, I mean, I've seen it go up and down, but this time it's just massively up. No one would have predicted it. But at the same time, I think SB in particular is a very different subculture. I think it's like, if you think about it, like no other shoe you would, like, say the Heinekens. No one, it's not officially named the Heineken, but we all somehow come up with the name. It's called the Heineken, or like Newcastle. Like, it's not the official name, but like somehow there's no other, like say Air Max, it's very hard for us to, like, there's not many models where every shoe has a very specific name.
That's
to
true.
It.
Yeah.
So you, like, even if you search Newcastle Dunk, right? Like, it's not an official name that Nike has produced, but they make it exactly like Newcastle. But it's like a culture where people have to like kind of research and understand, hey, look, oh shit, it's actually a Newcastle colorway. Yeah. Right? So I think that's very different from the SBs, like from any other silhouettes that Nike has done. So I think just because of that, it's like all you guys touched on was that people can learn from it and showing appreciation for it. And I think the wave, in my opinion, it's great because now we're exposing kids to a different area that they've never seen before.
Yeah, they're doing more than Jordan 1s now and Off-White. Yeah. At least there's another branch for them to investigate, right? All right, old guy.
How do I keep following you, man? Smart answers and everything.
I think English it's good.
Non-political. Yeah. I was never a Dunk guy. I mean, I got like, you know, 10, 12 pairs, whatever. I you know, no authority on the subject whatsoever. I like some of the colorways. I bought them because of colorways, but I never wore Dunks when I was starting buying. It just wasn't for me. So for me, if, you know, reality TV trash or mumble rappers make them popular, I mean, I don't really care. I mean, the more people that buy them is cool in any sneaker form, whether it's Dunks, whether it's any topic you're talking, whether it's Air Force, whether it's Air Max, I don't care. The more people that get exposed to it and are buying it. So if at the moment it's SBs that are going to the roof, it just means more people are going to be buying sneakers, and that's what we enjoy. So I'm all for it.
Are you more for it because, and this can go for this corner as well, that because everyone's now paying attention to Dunks, have you seen it easier to get Air Maxes? Not really, no.
Nothing changes.
Everything is just going to be hard to get at one point. Is that where we're going? Like, do you not see a point where it's like, okay, no one's paying attention to Dunks, so now we can do Air Maxes? And then it's like, is there a balancing act, or is it just like, the sneakerhead community is just too big that everyone has their own niche and it's big enough to fulfill these price tags?
I kind of think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the new regional release thing.
That's true. Yeah. and they're being smart with it. They know what's going to sell in each region, and yeah, they're not stupid. Yeah, we've said that. What do you guys think?
For the Dunks coming back, I wasn't into Dunks way back, but I did get into them a few years before the hype started to build. So I picked up a few really good pairs, and I've sold some of them just because I think they're overvalued. But I think Nike might be doing it right this time. I think there's going to be a lot of pairs. Maybe they won't oversaturate them. They might a little bit, but I think maybe I really like what they did with the plums. Like, if they keep that up, I mean, the Kentuckys and the Syracuse, different material, but I think everyone's going to be really excited. They should be pretty nice, and that's all we can ask for.
That's true.
Low price point, good quality.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Phil, with your dead stock signed Tiffany's over there?
Oh, those old things? No, I think it's great. I mean, I've always been a Nike guy, and I always want to see them win. So I think, obviously, Jordans have always, well, since like they came out, there's been valleys and peaks, but they've always been the dominant, part of their brand. And then Air Max has definitely surged. But I don't think there was ever a time where Dunks were, whether SB or not, there was a time where they were the marquee or the go-to. And I think if you include the Dunk, just the regular Dunk, which I guess has basketball origins, and the SB, which is a skate shoe, it's like you bring in kind of, I don't want to say basketball's a niche, but you're bringing kind of few different parts together. I think it's dope. And to echo what Hardy was saying, like, yeah, they know exactly what they're doing, giving them to Travis and Kylie. And like, those are like great people to get, not retain older or OGs, but it's just like to get 17-year-olds to care about Tiffany's.
That's true.
You know, so.
Just bouncing off of one thing that John said before we get off of SBs, and it was dangerous bringing up SBs with this group at the table because I feel like we could talk about it for a long time. But do you think that they're going to go by the Jordan motto where it's like nothing is really sacred? Like, they'll start bringing back like stuff that you would never think, like, are what the Dunks going to come back? Are Tiffany Lowe's going to come back? Are they going to do Heineken? A lot of people are shaking their heads, but it's because we're at the beginning of it that maybe you can't see it, but like, a lot of these Jordans you never thought you were going to see again. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, they're really doing that. They're doing sample, like Fairfax LeBron 7s just came out. Those were a sample. They're sitting on Foot Locker's shelves right now, and that used to be a $1,500 shoe. So, like, do you guys see a world where they start retroing SBs, like classic SBs? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Mic and stared at us.
I was preparing. It has to go there because there's only so many new colorways and collabs that they can do. And it's like they do a collab with XYZ rapper or whoever, artist, actor, and then it's like, okay, that's cool, and it sells out. But then, like, you're not going to be able to recreate kind of the history and the lore of, like, a Heineken or a Tiffany because it's been there for so long and it's, like, been sought after. And it's like, okay, unless you bring it back, then it's like you just have to keep doing new stuff. And then it's never going to have it. Like, I think it has to stand the test of time to become so sought after in a way. So I think eventually, if the SB wave keeps going, you're going to have to start unearthing, like,
older stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think they might put out stuff that references
those
colorways. I'm not sure they're like the reason Air Maxes got re-released in things that we didn't think would happen are happening, but they're not exactly the same mostly. Mm-hmm. They're slightly different.
Like a reverse or a 2.0.
And it's only Atmos who's doing it. You're not seeing any Patas come out again. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, so I think you're going to see references to them, but yeah. I don't think you're going to see, hey, look, I could be totally wrong, and there could be a Tiffany Dunk this time next year. Maybe.
So you mean like how they did the De La Soul reverse or the Tiffany High? Like, they'll do nods and they'll do odes.
I think they'll do that, slightly different materials. Because you want to keep Tiffany them special.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Ooh.
What do you guys think?
I could definitely see that happening, but what I've learned over the years from Nike is nothing's like off limits. So
yeah, that's one of the, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I feel the same way. Like, I don't think anything is off limits, and there may be things that they don't touch. Like, maybe a What the Dunk is safe. I just, when I thought of this question, I thought of how cool it would be because of the history behind the Heineken, is if they somehow released the Heineken as an official Heineken collaboration with the actual Heineken logo somewhere on it, like not just the star, but like it said Heineken through the star. I think that would be fucking incredible. But yeah, what do you guys think? Is it safe?
No.
No?
Nothing.
Think we're going to
see
everything.
So you think you're going to see Paris Dunks next year?
I sure hope so. I know one
person. Everyone's looking at this table.
Sure. 2.0s of What the Dunks, I bet. Like a 2.0.
Yeah, they've tried other. Yeah. imagine a Paris High or like. Yeah.
Yep. But I think I think they got. I think they got to leave the unicorns alone though. Like those kind of shoes, they got to leave those alone. But like I see what Hardy's saying. Like even like 2.0s or like reverse colorways or mess around with the mids and the highs.
The black Paris
or the lows or like maybe even mids come back. You know what I mean? Oh, so it's like. All throw like a Tiffany mid with a strap, or like you know, or a Cali mid with a strap, you know. So it's like, I don't know. I think they should just leave those ones alone, like the City Series and whatnot. But like if you want to like delve into like Tiffs or what, just fuck it up. Like just reverse it. You know what I mean? Like have. You just reverse everything, man.
That seems like Atmos's motto. So.
Yeah,
I think Joel just made a big prediction with mids. Pit, remember you know what I mean? He just said. Remember what he said.
They haven't really touched it yet.
Write it on the board.
But I think you're also going to see like there's such a relationship between Air Max and Dunks. Like mm-hmm. you're seeing the colorways transfer mm-hmm. between them. I think mm-hmm. you're much like look at the new Air Max One London that's coming out.
Oh
that's,
my gosh,
yeah. that's the yeah, same
yeah.
shoe.
That's
right?
the SB, yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
So I think you're going to see that relationship go both ways.
So Hardy cool. is basically saying that we're going to see an Atmos elephant dunk. Okay, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Like the safaris exist.
That's true.
Yeah, the safaris exist.
So why not? Impossible.
Facts.
Tong, I heard that Paris's are coming back next year. How do you feel about that?
Well, like, I personally don't think, like, the unicorns would actually ever come back.
Don't think or hope.
Well, I mean, if they do come back, like, they're definitely not going to make it, like, like it's not going to be easy to get.
Yeah.
Just exactly like Damar Gerard's when they came back with the 2.0s. Like it's definitely well. I mean, it wasn't a hype shoe to begin with, but like they made it super limited that pretty much no one can get it. But they made it. But I mean,
we did it.
But if you even look at the trends, like the pigeons, right? Like because I think they're collaborating with these like designers or artists. They kind of need to both agree
yeah,
to
that true.
We want to do like it's not like Nike I want to do it now right now and you kind of have to have it and like you saw with the pigeons like they went with the gray black and then you went with the pandas and then like I don't think they'll repeat the colorway but I agree with Hardy Girl that that definitely they would cross-reference in different models and you can probably see that with the yes the Safari Dunks being Air Max and also I'm not sure if you guys seen like the Jordan 4s with the 95 mm-hmm.
yeah, that's this month.
So
yeah.
I think they're gonna try to dabble in that space first to see how that reacts and I personally think the Safari Dunks will sell out because that's such a fire shoe but so other models cool. I don't know like I think but unicorns definitely I don't think they'll ever be touched
for your sake I really hope so. You guys have anything to add or we're good? I think you guys started the conversation again. So next up, another question. This one comes from Weekends with Walt out of California. He says, do you think that more should be done by sneaker brands to get shoes into the hands of people who actually want to put them on their feet? So essentially asking, we've got a lot of shaking heads here. Do you think that the brands, first of all, care? And second of all, do you think more should be done? Two separate questions. What do you think and what do you want? What do you guys think? We'll start. Well, we'll do clockwise for now.
The Travis Dunks released on his site and it changed to a raffle and primarily because a fan of Travis complained on Instagram and said he was sad because all the people buying them don't even know Travis's music, which is something we all hear all the time about all kinds of shoes, like who's allowed to buy them or who should get them. But it just made it harder for other people to get them. I don't know if it really did it change? Did it get into the hands of the fans? Not really. I don't know. Who deserves to get shoes?
That's very true.
Facts.
Yeah.
You put in the work and you get some of them some of the time. That's as good as it gets. Right? Like, there's no other way.
That's harsh.
I don't get everything.
Life, bro.
True. That's life.
Very true.
Fucking life.
There's another shoe every week. Don't worry about it so much.
Lays, do you have a nicer answer?
No.
No?
I agree
cute.
With my wife.
Facts.
Sean. This is the wrong person to ask. He gets everything. But go ahead.
I think it's one thing to... distinguish between like a consumer versus someone that's just trying to buy all the pairs to resell. That's one thing, but you can't really judge like who really deserves the shoe, who actually wants to wear them. Like that's not really something the brand can make the call on. So, you know, like Mara said, do the work and you win some, you lose some. Right? If you lose, pay resell. Otherwise, move on.
The only way that I can think, because I definitely agree, as much as I keep saying it's harsh, it is a harsh reality that, like, even if it was only limited or somehow limited to people who wanted to actually wear them, there still wouldn't be enough anyways, so mm-hmm. you're never going to be happy 100% of the time. I do like when stores or brands or whatever give you multiple different ways of purchasing a shoe, like maybe a store is doing first come first serve, but they also offer a raffle. So if you can't do first come first serve because you can't line up for 2 days, at least you still have the opportunity to purchase it based on a luck-based raffle. So it gives you a little bit more hope, because raffle, as much as it's easier to backdoor, still feels like the fairest way, that if you're willing to go down and enter the raffle, you have a chance to get the shoe. So I think that's probably the extent. There's the websites, like I think Adidas used to do it with Yeezys. I'm not sure if they do it anymore, where like you log on at the specific time and then the shoe drops at 10 and it lets through random IPs. Yeah, yeah. But once again, you can't really dictate who's getting through. It's just, at least it feels a little bit more fair because you're not losing to bots or whatever it is. I don't know all that fancy things. Alvin.
I'm going to try to be nice. At the end of the day, if you're quote unquote that biggest fan, you will make a way for you to get that shoe. What did you do, Lawrence, when the JTA just came out?
Can we not talk about it?
All right. There you go. So if you are a big fan and you're supposedly like, oh, you want the shoe, regardless of whether or not you get it for retail, you're still going to get it if you are a true fan. Life is not fair, and neither are sneakers. So mm-hmm. if you're going to complain mm-hmm. about that shit, don't buy sneakers.
Especially if you don't do the work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's just me, though.
I rarely do the work.
But you never
complain. I don't complain. I'm like, I'm probably not going to win, so I'm not going to try. I think the brands are doing it fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to see more. Like, I'll bring the 95s and... bullets back, but I like to see those more often. But I think they're doing it right. If you put in the work, put down the money. If you want them, mm-hmm. do it.
Like anything in life.
Yeah, I was talking to my brother. Those fives came out, and he was like, "Yo, I want them so bad." And he doesn't spend money on sneakers. I'm like, dude, if you really want them, and I know you don't spend a lot on sneakers, buy them for $800, and you want to buy another one for, I don't know. 2 months. No, but I'm like, if you love them, just buy them one time. Just do it. If it makes you feel good, makes you feel good.
That's Nike's slogan, isn't it?
Just do it.
Yeah. Joel.
I think, yeah, I totally agree with Alvin. Like, if you're a fan and whatnot, you gotta just pull your weight, man, and just do it. Like, if you wanna get it, there's always like NetMag, $11 raffle. Buy into that, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, what are your chances there?
Yeah. $11 US, 15 Canadian.
Like, if you're a fan of the shoe, you're going to find a means to get the shoe.
Buy three.
Either it's, you know, NetMag raffles or resell, like, you're going to find a way to get the shoe. So, you know, it's up to you, man.
There's a lot of traffic being driven to your site today.
Is this sponsored?
Definitely not.
Buy you lunch.
Tong, what do you think?
As somebody
who makes things accessible to people,
are
other brands doing enough to do it as well? Or do they care? Do you care? Does anybody care?
Well, I think you kind of try to be like pity of like for the people that really want it but can't afford it.
You say pity?
Well, you feel it. You feel bad. But at the same time, it's life, right? Like you can't. And I agree with all what you said. Like, if you really want it, it's not like it's not available for sale. Like, something, if you really want it and it's actually no one selling it, then that's a problem, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. But right now, it's not that it's not available. It's just you don't want to pay the higher price. Mm-hmm. So I personally think that it's, like, it's just supply and demand and how the market, just reacts to it. And if it's something hype, of course, it's going to sell out and sell for a resale price because everyone's going to try to get it, right? So I think... it's just the way the market is, and I agree. Like, if you really want it, you will pay the money for it because it makes you feel good, and it for stuff like that, it doesn't really matter how much you pay, like, because you're gonna wear it like nonstop.
True.
Yeah.
I think we all agree. I mean, I don't think anybody said anything different. We're just adding to it. But I think the big point is it's not the brand's fault, and it's not their job to police it. Mm-hmm. They put out the shoes. They advertise the shoes. They market the shoes. They send the shoes to retail.
And that's where their responsibility ends. So everyone that complains about all the brands have to do this or the brands have to do that, they did their job. They made the shoes. They made the stuff that we want. If everyone wants to bitch and complain about it, well, they can bitch and complain about it. But the brands aren't responsible and neither are us. Like you said, if you want it, go get it. If you don't, I don't pay resale. So I don't get 75% of the shoes I want. I'm perfectly okay with that. And I've been okay with that for 20 years of buying. Like, I just don't care. There's enough releases out there that we will hit on. Mm-hmm. I think you said the same thing. I mean, if you don't get it this week, we'll get it next week. And you'll get a pair a month that you wanted. I mean, there's enough shoes out there if you make enough connections that it's not that big of a deal.
It's funny that you mentioned the – sorry, just to interject – the bitching and the complaining, because they kind of want you to bitch and complain because that markets them even more.
No, exactly. Like,
they don't hate that you didn't get it.
The more you talk about it.
Yeah, keep – any press is good press at this point for them. Mm-hmm. So please complain on social media how you didn't get it and then make other people investigate what you didn't get and then make them want it and then boom. Now you're even more not going to get it.
Actually, yeah, touching on that, like if you really think about it, like people that win raffles – no one ever posts about that they won. Like, if you look at, like, Lifestyle Capsule, like, for people that won a pair, they're never going to shout you out. No one. Like, zero, like almost 1% maybe. But people that don't win, they'll make every effort, try to make you know, like let the public know that they didn't get a pair.
That they're a loser.
So it's exactly.
Backdoor.
Livestock backdoors. No, they don't. John, take it back.
I like the grind, the hustle that people have to run around all day to get their raffle tickets and things like that. Although, you know, there are people doing that who's not buying the shoes, so, and they're making quick flip of $100 to $800 if they win the raffle. I do want to mention that I like some stores are experimenting, not sure which ones, but I've heard about you get raffle tickets if you've been shopping there. We talked about the retail environment being difficult for some of these boutiques, and I think that might be a way to keep them. I don't know if the big brands are going to let them or care, but I feel like that's a good way to get everyone what they deserve. I mean,
that's a good way.
I think they did that recently with the Travis Scott at Speed. There was not a lot, but I heard of a few skate shops in the States were only selling it to regular customers. So if you were been there buying SBs or skate stuff, like they'd sell it to you, and I think that's cool. Again, not too much to add, but it's like, yeah, it's not the brand's responsibility to police who's buying it. Like, that's a never ending, like, pointless fight. Like, it's like, imagine Urban Outfitters policing who can buy a Metallica t-shirt. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like,
I wish they would.
But they really should. They really should have like a quiz or a questionnaire at the cash register. But no, it's like, that's a never ending battle. And I don't think that's a battle that they should invest in or they ever would. What was I going to say? Damn, I really forgot what I was going to say.
I'll say something while you think.
Yeah, go.
Please
go,
make
go.
Sure
do
you
it,
actually think,
it.
Though.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Like, the thing is, this is one of the only spaces or communities or cultures where you actually hear complaining about things that people can't get or can't afford. Like, can you imagine somebody complaining on social media because a house sold for $3 million and they're like, that's not fair. I want that house.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, but you can't afford it. Like, that's unfortunate, but it's not for you. Like, this is the same kind of space. Like, it's the same resale driven market. There's still markup. There's still people who do it to flip and make money and make a career out of it.
So is it because we're in a younger demographic? Is that why the younger generation complains? I'm just asking.
Maybe,
I'm not young.
Yeah,
but I'm just
maybe
asking.
It's just the demographic, and it's the combination of being able to see it and how accessible you think it is in your mind as opposed to how accessible it actually is. Like, you see, okay, this shoe releases for the Travis is released for $200 and then now going for $1,000. Okay, I should be able to get a pair and make that money myself. But like, everybody else also saw the same thing. And it's the same thing with houses. It's just on a much larger scale. So I guess maybe people see it as less attainable. Mm. Like, you could buy a $500,000 house and then in 2 years it's worth $1 million because whatever. But like, yeah, you never see people complaining in any other space. Like, you can't afford a Lamborghini, so buy a Honda Accord. Like, it's not a problem. Mm. Just live within your means, right?
Yeah.
What do you have to say? You weren't thinking. I know you weren't.
I was – my brain drifts. But I was going to say the only thing I would want to change from like a retail or a commerce standpoint is eliminating bots to an extent.
Yeah.
I don't care, again, who buys them, if you're a fan, if you're not a fan, or if you want to sell them, you want to wear them. But it's like – I think it's – I don't want to say unfair because it's not about fairness. But it's just like it sucks when someone's checking out 17 pairs of a shoe.
And you're going to even –
Right, that's all. I would say just cut the bots. and let everyone, whoever wants one and has the capacity to get one, can get one, and not one person getting 30.
That's 10 skill tests and questions or something.
Can bots, I don't know anything, but can they get through the CAPTCHA? It seems like they can. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. How do they know where the light poles are?
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't even tell.
it's AI.
Oh, my God.
Also, there's click farms that will solve CAPTCHAs for you.
Oh, really?
So it's been tested several times.
Oh.
Question for you guys, though. So I think we all agree that it's not the brand's responsibility to police. What do you guys think about the stores, like the boutiques that, for example, say you have to wear the shoe out the store and you can't have the box, like things like that?
Oh, it's about to get testy. Here, isn't it?
I don't think it's the store's responsibility. They get a shoe on the shelf. Their job is to sell it. Don't tell me what to do with it. If it's my money, I earned my money. Don't tell me how to spend my $200. But that's my
opinion. Mic dropped.
Literally, yeah.
No, I agree because I'm not wearing shoes right away. I don't want to wear the Travis SBs on Saturday in the winter. It's minus 20. Can I wear them in the summer? So I agree. Don't tell me when to wear them. I'm paying you the same amount of money.
Plus, there are boxes that's really, really nice that you want to put on display.
You don't want to fill the box out.
No.
But you could wear them that day and then put them away for 10 years.
That's true.
At least but you can't resell them. So they're accomplishing what they want. Yeah. Right.
The only thing that I can think of, I slightly disagree with you guys, and it is their shoe. They can do what they – or you, it is your shoe. You can do what you want, and it's not the store's responsibility. But I think from the store's perspective, they should see it more as you're creating regular customers or you're rewarding regular customers because you're kind of pushing away the reseller from coming to your store. Think about exclusivity when they do the women's only raffle for women's only shoes. I'm a guy. I should be able to buy it if I want to. But exclusivity is creating a culture and a community of women who appreciate what exclusivity is doing. And now when they think, I need a pair of white Air Forces, they're more than likely going to go to exclusivity because they were rewarded in the past. So if you genuinely want a shoe, as much as it was February and minus 20 and snowing and you bought the Travis's, I have no doubt that you would have done it to keep the shoe and to walk out and have the shoe in your collection because you want to keep it, I assume. So at the end of the day, you're still rewarding the customer for coming in and buying the shoe and patronizing your location. So I don't hate it. There's definitely arguments to both sides. I would be pissed if I had to wear a shoe that I wasn't planning on wearing or had to throw, especially the box. Can you imagine?
Box, yeah.
Hell no. The box is too much for me, but wearing it out or having to wear a shoe that maybe you bought from that store, having to show a receipt for something you purchased before, it definitely narrows your customer base. And like we said, you're going to see the negative comments more than you're going to see the positive ones. But I think you're going to see the positive ramifications more in the long term than you will on that one release day.
There's no resellers on the release, though, because they just don't want to deal
with it. Exactly, yeah. They don't want to deal with
the
hassle.
Is that not better?
Yeah. No, some stores can do it. You can't, if every store does it, then you have a problem. If every single store is you have to wear Dunks, and then every single store in the city is going to be washed for Dunks the day before because everyone's trying to buy one to go and line up. Mm-hmm. But if one or two stores in a city that has 7 stores getting it decide they want to do something different, I definitely like it. Anybody else want
to? I'd like them to make you wear the shoe if you want to buy the next one. That would be cool.
Okay, yeah.
I think they did that maybe with Max. I'm not sure, but that's a total different situation. No, they sent the email to the people who own it or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm talking about a normal release.
Yeah. As long as there's a GR of that shoe. So it's it doesn't make it exclusive.
Yeah.
So if you're starting out, you should be able to get the shoes too, right?
No, I was thinking exclusive ones. The Heineken's come back.
Give you got to wear a Heineken.
$1,000.
Imagine.
Right?
Yeah, Mars Yards are coming back out. Yeah.
So wear your pairs, guys.
So Tong and John can get them, and that's it.
That's pretty much what I'm worried about.
That's the only reason you bought them, right? So you can get the 3.0 this year.
Do I want a 3.0? I'm not sure. Yeah, if I can get a pair.
Of course you do.
What if I can't?
Well, I think Tong already has them. If you need a pair, he's got them.
No, I got them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's making you think it was his personal pair, but he also has 20
I meant the other pair.
Okay. So the last one actually came from somebody who's sitting here who sent in a bunch of good questions. Heads Ain't Ready John sent in a good question that'll be kind of a fun way to wrap it all up. First of all, thank you guys for being here once again.
Yeah, for sure, man.
But his question was, what do you think you'll be wearing in 10 years?
Oh.
Easy.
Easy. Oh, no, okay. I'm just talking shit. What do you guys think? What are you going to be wearing in 10 years?
Dad shoes.
I don't know. Maybe comfy shoes.
I think.
I don't know, but okay. No, it will be Jordans. Jordan 1s, yeah.
Still Jordan 1s?
Oh, yeah. Or my Jordan 5 Bel Air if it lasts the next 10 years.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
because I like the colorway a lot. So.
It's gonna retro.
Yeah, so it'll retro four times between now and then. Yeah.
And then hopefully, like, I can match with Baby Lace or Baby Boy Lace. Ooh. Who knows, right? Ooh.
Did we just have a baby announcement?
It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. No, not yet. Surprise! I was just drinking last night. So.
Oh, my God. This podcast scandal does not condone.
Sneaker balls.
Yeah. I'm going to be wearing exactly what I'm wearing now. Literally, except I'm going to have to get them outfit all resold.
Yeah.
I have to soul swap every single Air Max in my collection, but it'll be the same ones.
Yeah, you're still going to be stuck in the 90s. And
yeah, forever.
That's awesome. Sean. Nice.
I think I'll be focusing more on comfort. So probably Air Maxes more so than Jordans, but hopefully I'll still be rocking the classic Jordans, like Jordan 1, Jordan 3, things like that.
I think in 10 years, well, I'll be 31, so I'll probably be wearing...
Yeah,
you'll be 21. You mean?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I think I'll probably gravitate a lot more to Air Maxes too. Like Alvin said earlier, like Dunks are great and I love them, but like all that extra padding on your feet does take a toll a little bit. So I think Air Maxes are probably going to be where I'm going, and comfort, whatever the React 2030 mm-hmm. looks like, mm-hmm. I'll probably be in that heavily. And what do you think, Alvin? When you're 40,
I'm hoping that they move the padding on the tongue to the insole so that I can still wear Dunks, mm-hmm. but if not, I'm definitely going, like, especially now, like, I still love my ones, I still love my threes and all my Jordans, but I'm definitely not wearing them as often as I used to. I'm definitely more gravitating towards like the New Balances, the Air Maxes, and just the things that the width of my foot mm-hmm. won't kill me after an 8-hour work day.
Yeah.
We're
gonna be retired by then, so it doesn't matter.
Maybe. But yeah, definitely like more runners. I'll still have my staple Jordans and all my Jordans that I have now. It's just, I'm definitely like, especially when I'm buying now too, it's like I'm instead of me looking for older Jordans and stuff I've wanted previously in Jordans, it's like I'm looking for like runners and like stuff I wanted in that silhouette. So that's definitely where I'm going towards.
Jazz.
Especially next 10 years.
Still after Air Max 95 Neon? Or?
And Silver Bullets.
Yeah. 10 years from now, I hope I'll be wearing a pair of either Red Octobers or Weather Dunks, because I cannot afford it right now.
I don't know if they'll be wearable at that point.
And no, but realistically, Air Force Ones, all white, all the time.
So the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel, 10
Damn,
years.
Damn, 10 years. 10 years from now, be... Fuck, man.
Freedom 55, bro.
Flip-flops and socks. Flip-flops and socks, yo. I don't know, man. Something comfy. Like, it has to be comfy because 10 years from now, my back is going to be... it's more worse than it is now, so... Ooh, but yeah. But yeah.
That's too funny. Tong, how many Parises will you have in 10 years?
10.
All of them?
All of them.
All of them.
Well, I mean, that's mainly for collection. I rarely wear them. But it's probably the same thing, all white shoes. Air Force Ones. Like I said, the shoe I wear the most is probably the white metallic fours. Like I got from you, I think, for $160.
From me?
Yeah.
What? Oh, the pure money.
Pure money.
Yeah, white metallic. Who are you?
But yeah, like I don't see myself changing from that, because it's just a shoe that you can wear with any outfit. And for me, it's just I just want to slip it on and go, right? So I think that's 15 years ago it was like that, and 15 years later it'll still be the same.
Yeah. That's cute. Adam, do you even want to think about
it? I was going
to
say, if I'm doing the math, I will be retired. You know that guy on Instagram, the grandfather on Instagram and all the hype stuff? That's going to be me in 10 years, minus the hype. Like, you know, that'll be me. No, and I mean, I bought the same shoes for 20 years. Like you said, I mean, I'm stuck with what I grew up with. So I'm going to still be wearing the exact same stuff in the next 20 years. It's not going to change.
Hopefully you wash it. John.
I obviously had some time to think about this. I'd like to think I would be down to less, maybe just Air Max Ones, some NBs, Dunks, hopefully, and whatever the newest technology is, a Joyride Boost, whatever.
Yeah.
For comfort.
Phil, you'll be 30?
Ish. Yeah. yeah, based on like behavior, like I find myself going for more comfort now. Like, I haven't touched Timberlands in like 10 years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be. Yeah, like everything. I'm gravitating more towards Air Max, more towards low cut. I don't know why, but I guess I like it's the freedom. I don't know. But yeah, probably more a little bit. Hello?
Oh. Yeah.
A little bit more more comfort than fashion.
Okay, I thought that was the last question, but I do have one more. Will sneakers even still be around in 10 years? I'm sure they will be for us, but will they be like they are now? Quickly, go. Doesn't have to be quick. I don't know why I said quickly. I'm in no rush.
I have to go.
It won't be like now because everything changes. It'll be something that we don't expect. It'll be different. Who knows?
It'll be cars.
Right? Like when we have the ability to print them at home, what is that going to do?
That's true.
Yeah.
The supply chains are changing. Manufacturing is changing. People and sustainability efforts are changing. Materials are changing. All of that stuff is going to change. Who knows? Can't predict.
I think it'll be different in that sense, but I don't think the culture is going to be shrinking anytime soon. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think that 10 years ago we thought it was dying, or I thought it was dying, and it's bigger than it was 10 years ago by far. So I think in 10 years, like we said, we can't predict it. And if printing it at home means it gets even bigger, then there's that side of it. So I think it's, I thought it peaked 4 years ago and it didn't. So I'm going to say it peaked now, but it stays at the level it's at for quite some time.
10 years ago, I thought it was like a niche thing. And I thought it wasn't going to grow in Canada specifically just because of, I don't know. I just thought I was going to stay like this close-knit thing. And then that didn't happen. And it is where it is now. So I feel like it's still going to continue to grow. Again, like what Mare said, everything's going to change. So it could be something totally different. But as of right now, I don't see it going away anytime soon. More in like the next 10 years, but we'll see.
I think it's going to be bigger. I think new technology. Ooh. I think they're going to be, people are going to be floating with their new shoes. That's what I'm hoping for. Bro. Yeah.
New mags that make you float.
Hovercraft.
I think the technology is going to be crazy in 10 years. So I don't even know what to expect, but I think it's going to be big. Big.
How big?
Big.
I think, I don't know, being a basketball dad and seeing 11-year-olds and just listening to them talk about like sneakers and whatnot, like in between games, I think it's a whole different monster in 10 years. Ooh. Because with these kids right now and with what they're feeding off of us as a culture right now and what we're giving them to grow on, it's a whole different monster, man. These kids are something else. Like they're sponges right now and they're just taking in everything. And they're seeing everything that we've gone through and that what we've experienced and for the technology that's going to be available for them in the next 10 years from now, it's a whole new ballgame, man. I think it's just going to be something different. Something different.
Tong, are you still going to be making?
No, I don't.
$22 raffles.
Yeah. Inflation. Yeah.
I'll make sure I'll keep it at least. But no, I really agree with Joel's answer because when we grew up, we didn't really have the dad to kind of like, or even like the social media that like, you never watch an NBA player go into a game what he's wearing, right? Mm. Like that only really recently came up when whole IG came up. And I think when kids are growing up seeing that, that could really change a lot. Like just imagine like if we all grew up with that, like how many more sneakerheads we would have today. Right, like I mean, we all choose sneakers because we like sneakers, right? But what if you grew up seeing people wear, like people you actually like watching in the NBA, and you see them wearing certain sneakers, you're probably going to gradually want to wear those sneakers too, right? So I think, yeah, it's definitely going to be bigger.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be popular. It's going to be standard.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like it's going to be normal.
Yeah,
this is normal. Like, do you guys remember? Like. I'm not going to go around asking ages, but do you remember the older people in the room? Do you remember when we started buying sneakers? Like everyone thought we were odd. You know what I mean? Like you had a stack in your closet. And to what your point, there was no social media. So it was only your friends that thought, you got a dozen pairs of shoes. You're crazy. Yeah. And now it's completely standard. It's normal. I mean, everyone's got a dozen pairs of shoes sitting at home. It's no big deal anymore. And I think it's going to get bigger. Just exactly like you said, this is the norm now, and now let's see where it goes from here.
That's terrifying. What do you think, John?
I think it's going to get bigger too, but I think there might be, like I said earlier, like a turning point. I think there might be a point where even if a younger generation than us goes through what we do and has a lot of shoes, they might decide that it's a little too much. I think the companies might push too hard and turn people off. Not people like us necessarily, but mainstream people that are shifting. So it'll prevent it from going up forever, getting bigger forever, becoming super, super mainstream. But I think it's getting mainstream now. We know, like,
oh yeah,
like you know, like you said, people 12, 10 years ago maybe thought 12 pairs was absurd, and now it's normal. You're not a sneakerhead, like, you know.
What do you mean by push too hard? Like,
the brand's just way too. I mean,
it's already pushing pretty hard.
We talk about retros, what's coming back, like everything. I think kids want to have a lot. I think we talk about the example, and I think we got to be careful. Like, when I feel that way as a dad, like wanting my make my kids think that they need too much. So I think there might be like a rebellion or something against, like a pushback against like having too much in sneak. I hope it's not about having. And I think it is about that now, unfortunately. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn.
Yeah, a little on the fence. Like I wonder. Like I don't hope either way, but I wonder if the book.
Can someone teach this guy how to use a mic? I thought you were an MC.
This is my first time actually holding a microphone.
Don't you host weddings?
Yeah, I wonder if the bubble will burst. You know what I mean? Like, not the idea of buying low, selling high, but just reselling sneakers. Like, will it be a time where the market is not there for it, or will it be a time where it's like it's so normalized where it's like, I think, I don't want to speak for anyone, but I think most of us can remember a time where any sneaker you wanted was readily available on the shelf. There was no raffles, you know. Most of these boutiques didn't even exist because there wasn't a market, or there wasn't a very obvious market for it. So it's like it went from a subculture where it's like, wow, Timmy has 30 pairs of shoes. He's really obsessed. Where it's just like, I don't know, offense to anyone named Timmy. But, you know what I mean?
An offensive statement.
Right? No. You know what I mean? But it's just like, yeah, it went from a subculture to it's like, it's very normal that like you go to any 12, 13-year-old's closet, they have 45, 50, 60 pairs of sneakers, and that's normal. And they want the next 50 that are coming out. So I wonder if brands are going to push too hard or continue to push, and then the bubble's going to burst, and then people are going to be into, I don't know, headbands or watches. I don't know, whatever it is. You know
headbands.
What I mean? Yeah. I need those Off-White headbands.
You're gonna,
so bad.
You're going to close out the 100th episode claiming that headbands are the next wave.
You never know. When Virgil starts doing headbands and Kylie starts wearing them, then.
Oh my God.
That's true.
Well, there's no more fitting way to end the show. Thank you for the headband. We needed a headband reference along with our Fila Disruptors. Thank you guys once again for being here. Wherever you guys are taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. CanadaGotSold.ca for reviews, recap stories, much more. CGS Talk on Facebook, at Canada Got Soul on Instagram and Twitter, and don't forget to use hashtag Canada Got Soul for a feature. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof. Before you go, Joel, I want to do what we're wearing today as well, because everyone brought out the heat. I'm wearing Susan's. Joel.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY. And I'm in Keep Ripping, Stop Slipping, Air Max One Safari.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart. I'm rocking the Air Max One pink flamingos.
Lays, where can they find you?
Lazy Bones.
What are you wearing today?
Mare shoes.
What was it? I don't think anyone heard that over the laughter.
Yeah, I put an insole on it. So.
And what is it? I actually didn't
it's
even see
it. It's an Air Max One para.
Oh, okay, got it. Mayor, where can they find you?
I'm at Hardy_girl on IG.
And what are you wearing today?
I'm wearing the Atmos Complex Con Giraffe.
Jeez.
So nice.
My fault. Sean, where can they find you?
Instagram at SGO8 and YouTube at SeanGo.
And what are you wearing today?
Off-White Air Max 90s.
Sorry.
Cheaters. Who's next? Jazz.
I hate that I have to go after that. You can find me in Whitby or Instagram, jazzalba.jpg.
And you're wearing?
And I'm wearing the Volt Air Max 90.
Oh, that's jeez. Exciting. Tong, where can they find you?
Meg. I'm sure you advertise enough to.
And you're wearing?
Lobster SBs.
Jeez.
Which color?
Yellow.
You had to make sure.
Adam, where can they find you?
I am Sneaker Closet.
And you're wearing?
I'm wearing some tacky old Air Max ones from about 15 years ago.
Tacky and old is just the way we like you. Sorry. John.
At Zate Ready on IG and Sneaker Duds, and I'm wearing the UNC Jordan 1 85s.
My fault. Phil.
At Soul Purpose, and I'm wearing the Air Max Jordan 6 Infrared. They're technically Air Max.
Off-lights. Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, they're Air Max. You can see the bubble.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 100 episodes. Yeah. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and all our friends, and we are out. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. That was so dope.
Fun. Thanks, guys.
That was
fun.
That was so good. Thank you.
We're going to do this every episode.
Yeah, for real. We have 101.
And they're all back. 101.
20 guests today.